Blog Talk Radio.
The Alpha. In the beginning, the rap game was so bleak. Without form, darkness was upon the face of the sleeping sheep for centuries. Rappers began creeping up on the scene, and then he decided to create the ultimate team. They won. Sway sparked the flame, and then came Flex Main, injecting truth into the youth, sharing with you their family jewels, and it was so damn good. Day 2 brought new elements, and then he sent Soldier, D1s, and DJ Gill, young cadets with Lieutenant Skill. Day 3, he drank from the fountain of longevity and out sprout the little league. Day 4, he knew his extreme design was not over, so he snatched up Jazz and young Casanova, oh my. And on day 5, though he was tired, he still realized something was missing, which was secret ingredient of trunk and eye shy romance.
Yes, everybody, good evening and welcome to Shy Romance's Secret Spot. I don't know how long it's going to be a secret, though, but you know, good evening. I have, with that piece right there that was playing, it's the intro off of my family, Drunken Eye label with Family Jewels. That's the intro to that right there. And I see that I have some callers. I have 229. My chat room is not working right now, so when I put you on the air, caller, just give us some information about yourself. And today is Pimped Out Thursday. And when I say Pimped Out Thursday, it's not necessarily pimping a bitch or pimping a nigga or anything like that. It's basically you telling me how you feel like you've been pimped this week, how motherfucker tried to get over on you this week, whether your boss, whether your relative, your sibling, the government, the system, hell, it don't fucking matter. Any way you feel like you've been pimped this week, hell, express it. And whichever way you want to express it, in song, in freestyle, in a rap, in a track that you have, it does not matter. Because here on the Shy Romance Show, anything goes. Caller 229. You're on the air.
Hey there, how you doing?
Hi, babe. How are you?
I'm fine. It's your boy, Dark Chocolate, checking in to show you some mad love.
Ooh, Dark Chocolate. How are you this evening, baby?
I'm doing lovely, doing lovely. Look, trying to spread the word about the show to everybody, trying to make sure it's not a secret no longer.
That's what's up. I where are you calling from?
Well, I'm actually calling from Atlanta. I just have several numbers that I have to keep because I'm telling you now, fans are just trying to track me down, so it keeps me incognito, let's put it that way.
I gotcha. And Atlanta, that's where I want to go, truthfully. I've been talking about that for a minute. That's where I want to go to. I've had a lot of invitations to come down there, but, you know, I just was unable to get there. You know,
Chocolate City, baby, Chocolate City.
Already. If I'm not mistaken, don't you recite poetry? Aren't you a poet?
No, the only poetry that Dark Chocolate gonna do is the one in the bedroom when I got the lady. But I do have some poetry on my page, but I really, 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 you know, I dabble in it. I'm not a master at it. My main forte is erotic stories and my books, but I have the first book out, Cougar Club, and I just released the second book to my editor, Cougar Club, The Caribbean Getaway. So,
okay, what's the name of the first book again?
The first book is called Cougar Club.
The Cougar Club.
Yes.
Okay, where can we find that at?
All you gotta do is go to my page, myspace.com/darkcman. That's DARKC. MAN. And once they get on the page, they'll see my two wonderful book covers, and they'll see my brand new bookmark that we're going to start giving away this Friday night on my show.
Okay. On your show. And your show is when?
Every Friday night, 11 o'clock, only for the grown and sexy, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
I hope everybody got that. Let us have your blog talk show site again.
Yes, it's blogtalkradio.com/darkchocolateman007.
And he is the truth. And I heard you mention your second book. Tell us about your second book.
Well, the second book is it's actually a follow-up to the Cougar Club, because I gave them some great erotic stuff in the first one, and it follows the lives of roughly 9 women, and those 9 women, you know, they're having their problems, you know, getting their groove back on. And so one of the ladies, she decides to take charge of everything, and once she does that, you know, she's like, hey, ladies, I'm going to push the envelope for you, because her girlfriends really won't push the envelope, and that's what a lot of us do. And it coincides, you know, with the blog I just posted. Are we too used to being alone? So a lot of times we'll get used to being, you know, not held. We'll get used to not having sex. We'll get used to not being with someone who's affectionate with us. And so she pushes the envelope for her girls, and you know, and I show you how they come out of their shells again in their mid to early and late 40s about life again, about actually getting pleased by the men that they're, you know, that they want to get pleased by. And because a lot of times we'll just let it go. We'll be like, okay, I'll catch up somewhere later. Or what I like to call it now, the mommy syndrome, is people think because they got kids, I can't have sex anymore because I don't want to do this or this or this. And I tell them, if you wait the 10, 11 years, by the time your kids get out of school, you're going to be messed up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're not going to be used to the dating game, and that's what happens with a lot of these ladies. But they come out of it, you know, they're doing good now, and it's just funny the ups and downs that they go through with this. And, you know, and as you see them come out their shells, you see more of their personality. But what I did in Cougar Club, the Caribbean Getaway, I expanded upon their personalities, and I expanded upon, you know, their desire to be pleased now. And I put a little more drama with it this time, and so it's going to be, you know, even better than the first one. So I'm just excited about both of them.
Okay. Well, you hit it on the nail, because that is so true. I had a bad marriage, terrible marriage. And I gave my all in it, though, because, you know, my thing is who gets married and say, oh, you know, I'm looking forward to my second marriage. So automatically I thought that, you know, he was the one. And I gave my all to it. And I've been single for like 3 years. And my thing is, I've gotten so accustomed to being by myself. And like when I call myself trying to date, I fucked up. I'm not going to lie. Because I'm like, well, you can't tell me what to do. You know, I'm growing. Then I'll be forgetting that when you're involved with somebody, you know, you have to make adjustments all over again, you know. So I'm just not used to the dating game, because, like I said, I've been on my own and single for a minute. But I am tired of being by myself, you know. But I don't know. Like I said, I felt you completely. I feel exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and believe me, that's the sad thing about it, because I, too, have been married, and the only difference is, you know, and see, I let you guys explore my life, because on the blog I gave you, you know, my diary.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post a diary of things that have happened to me, you know, all the way back to 1990. I don't give you everything, but I'm going to release my diary, you know, in a book form, 1990 to 99, and let you guys see some of the ups and downs that come with different things. And it's amazing, but you just have to really, you have to stay in the game. You know, it's sort of like playing professional sports. You know, you can't, you know, be out of the game 3, 4, 5, 6 years.
Yeah, I've been out of it.
So what you got to do, see, you got to go to training camp.
Okay.
I'm hosting this training camp for these ladies online, because they're emailing me back and forth, and we're talking about it, about how to get some things done, and, you know, no knock to my fellow frat, you know, Steve Harvey. You know, he's a proud Omega man like I am. But how can you act like a lady and think like a man if you haven't been playing the game?
True.
So you have to play the game to understand how to win a game.
True.
I've never seen nobody open up a brand new game and say, okay, I'm going to play without one of the instructions, without reading the instructions, because if you don't understand how this game is played, how the rules are broke down, what moves can you make? Because if you try to play chess, but you're using checkers rules, it will never work. You won't win.
Oh, true.
And so that's what's going on now. But, you know, like I said, it's a wonderful thing. I invite anybody, you know, go to my MySpace page, check it out. If they got a question, I answer all questions personally. I did not finish work last night till about 2:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I tell you I get slammed with emails, I get slammed with emails. My thing is, I tell them I can stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning because the fans that are supporting me now, you know, they're buying books.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing that I tell them, you know, if you like erotica, if you want to read a great story, get the book.
Okay.
And that's the biggest thing that we have to do, and, you know, to stop playing around. Even with our dating lives, you know, we always put everything on, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll go out tomorrow. And
yeah,
that's it.
I'll go out next week. My cousin will stay coming over here. You want to go out tonight? Nah, I think I'm going to go next week. Yeah, you don't never go nowhere. Well, I'm going to go next week, you know. You said that 2 months ago.
and that's what happens, and believe it or not, 2 months becomes 6 months and becomes a year. And then all of a sudden, you got this guy trying to talk to you, and, you know, you forgot, you know, what's going on. Because,
yeah.
Example, I had this one poor lady. She sent me an email. She's like, okay, brother, let's get this together. And I'm like, you know, when's the last time you actually went on a date? She was like, it's been a minute. And I'm like, yeah, because we don't even talk like that no more. I'm like, it's been too long for you.
Yeah, so she was completely out. I feel that.
So you got to get back out there. Look, watch this. Now, I'm going to tell you now, for those of y'all that don't know how Shy really looks, oh, my goodness. I'm going to bust it out. I was like 6'2" at just sexiness.
Yes, I'm 6'2". Thank you, baby.
I'm like, if I wasn't in Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
Fucking.
I hear you, dark chocolate now.
Look,
I like
head.
The strawberry with that dipped up in that chocolate now. Don't play with it.
I know what to do with that strawberry. Look, that's why I'm dark chocolate.
Okay, I like that. I like that. Again, baby, please put your links back out. I still have like 3 callers. Put your links back out for everybody so we'll know how to get in contact with you, know how to get the book, because believe me, you all, you want this book. Even if you didn't know it, you want the book.
The link is myspace.com/DARKCMAN. That will take you right to my dark chocolate page on MySpace. You have full access to my blogs. Like I said, I have 2 buy now buttons. Just click on one of the buttons. You can actually buy the book right there. It'll take you right to my publisher. I did this myself. I self-published this book myself,
okay.
And I've kept the price down. The book is $11.95 plus shipping and handling.
Okay.
You know, in a time where everybody's pushing their books $14, $15, $16,
mm-hmm.
$17, I'm even at $23 now.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to keep my book very nice, very affordable for everybody, and that's what we did. And, and here's the thing for your readers, that your listeners that are going to love, actually. If they actually come by the page and they tell me that, you know, that they heard it on this show, whatever else, I have, I'm going to sign some bookmarks, and we're going to be mailing out bookmarks to some of the fans. And if they go to the page, you'll get a chance to see the bookmark, and you'll see how beautiful it is, and I'm actually going to sign it for them. And the bookmarks will be the first things that I've ever signed. I have not signed a single book.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the job are getting an exclusive only on the Shy Romance Show in my secret spot.
Be sure
to go and get the book.
So if they come by the page, look, they'll get that, and we're going to have some fun with that, so I'll invite you down, because obviously, you know, the biggest mystery about me is that nobody knows what I look like anyway. And so I saw a lady this morning at the gym, and she had the book in her bag, and I said, she's like, you heard about him? I said, I heard he was okay. And she's like, oh, no, baby, you ain't read, have you? I was like, I heard he was okay. I said, why would I read it? She was like, this book right here made me wet at work. I had to stop reading it at work. I got it, and I had to ship to my office. I had to stop reading this book because I'm sitting there, and I'm wet at work, and I had to go to the bathroom. Because I'm just listening to this story and I'm reading about these ladies, and I had to stop, and I was like, it's like that? She was like, it's like that.
So you don't have any photos in your book of yourself?
None.
Ooh, yes, indeed. Look at you.
Look, none. And the reason why is because I want them to focus on the words of the blog and the books. And so by me, you know, what I did was, you know, I went to the old school Zane technology, and I saw how she made everybody focus on her words.
Okay.
And so, if you think about it, it has been so long since someone has come out and really captured our, you know, our attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so long, and so now you're talking about in 3 months' time, you know, I got 2,800 friends on MySpace.
Okay.
You know, my blog has been viewed, you know, over 16,000 times in those 3 months.
That's what's up, baby.
So, you know,
and hopefully it's going to go continue to go on up. Everybody who's out there listening up in Shy Romance Secret Spot, be sure to check out his page. My chat room is not up, so I can't exactly tell who all is in here. I know I got 229 on the line, 601 on the line, 919 on the line, and 225 on the line. I will be with you very shortly. Again, everybody, go get the book. Get the book. Oh, my goodness. Dark Chocolate.
Yes.
Are you going to stay around, or you want me to hang you up and meet you,
nah,
or what?
I'm going to hang around with you. I told you I had to come through and show you some love, so I'm going to hang around.
Thank you, baby. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
And I'm putting you on mute. Thank you so much for stopping through.
You're welcome.
All right. All right, you all, that was Dark Chocolate. Believe me, you want to get this book. Ooh, let me see. Next I have 225. 225, you are on the air.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, baby?
What's happening with you?
What's up with you, Big Papa? Is this Mr. Edrick?
Oh, man, out here working it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Working, you know?
What's
trying
work?
To take some time off, you know? Take me a little small break, you know what I'm saying, so the boss man don't see me.
Oh, shit, I feel so special. You facing termination to come and talk with me. Shit, I feel good as hell.
No. Not if I get fired. Not if I get fired.
Get fired. Don't come looking for me for no damn unemployment.
If I get fired. If I get fired, I'm about to move to Vicksburg.
I hear you. Shit, they got a lot of places down here too, boo-boo.
I need a job.
You need a job. Okay, what's
hey,
you over here in Shy Romance Secret Spot.
So what's going on?
Just chilling, like I said, I just had Doc Chocolate on here. And
hey, you know what? I caught the tail end of his thing, you know, and his talk about the lady that was reading the book.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I need to get a copy of that book for a couple of my girls, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they may start acting like.
Maybe
they may start acting right. I'll be there, you know. I might need to get a couple copies of that book, you know, and pass it out, you know, early Christmas gift.
Okay, you did get the link, did
you
hear the link?
Yes, I did. I got the link, you know what I'm saying? Believe me, soon as the show is over with, you know, I hope he accepts credit card payments because I'm going to, you know, do something, you know what I'm saying? But find the book. I got to get the book.
Dark Chocolate, you accept credit card?
You know I got to set up for everybody.
Shit, Edwin.
I got to get a couple of those books, you know what I'm saying? You know, believe it, you're here for the 225 real soon.
That's what's 225 for everybody who do not know?
The Jigger City, Baton Rouge. The Jigger City. All we do is G. All we do is G.
How about
you?
Did you get your pizza come through like you was trying to do?
You know, I'm actually waiting now. But that's not him. I'm actually waiting for Tweezy. I actually got Jay Tweezy. He's supposed to be making a phone call in to me today so that we can get him on the show.
Nothing better than Jay Tweezy off of 94.1, is it?
You know, Mr.
Wild Station in Baton Rouge. Oh,
yeah, you know. So I'm waiting on him to give me a call right now. So that we can get him on, so that, you know, because he got some things that he's out there doing. He started it off, he's entertainment, and he got a couple artists. As a matter of fact, I sent you one of the songs from one of the artists to your email. So
with that song happened to be by a certain person named Tank Jones.
Yeah, Tank Jones, yeah.
Just
yeah, Tank Jones, all right, yeah.
Tell us about Tank before I play this track.
Well, you know, Tank has been around for a minute, you know, and he's been out there grinding and, you know, doing the little small shows and, you know, and now that he's hooked up with Josh and they actually, to be honest with you, they actually just got this deal with Koch Records and they're going to be looking out for him real soon. the album should be dropping. It's Tank, and then the album after that. I think he's gonna drop both albums at the same time. That's how greedy Tweezy is. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to take it off. He got Tank John gonna drop his album. I can't remember the name of Tank album. And then Dirt is gonna drop his album at the same time. You know, but
yeah,
you know, it's a lot of dirt on that one. I'm saying you just got man, you know. As a matter of fact, for your Tuesday show, you'll have one of the new songs by Dirty. You know, and as a matter of fact, it's Tank John, Dirty, and Boosie. You know what I'm saying? All three of them together on one song.
Okay, Dirt and Lil Boosie. Okay.
And Lil Boosie, you know what I'm saying? Lil Boosie bad at, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Lil Boosie bad at.
Our Jigga City rep.
Okay. What's the name of this song,
My Tank? The song by Tank Jones, I think you guys is All Right, you know?
All Right?
You know, yeah, All Right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Rick. Y'all got Rick up there, you know what I'm saying?
Don't,
Medicaid?
Don't play. You must... Oh, I forgot I got my dope clothes. I have four boys now, three of them babies. So don't
fool.
Ask no shit like
how about,
that.
How about fools there?
Don't.
Shit, yeah, you paid then, all right.
So don't play with it, you know. Don't play with it, Dan. Let me go and get this damn song. Okay, it's Rick.
Medicaid.
what? You got WIC and Medicaid, food stamps. Bitch, you paid. All right, fucking right. All right. I ain't paid. That's a lie. What's up, Edric? Everybody else up in here, we have 229-601-919-225. Edric, do you hear me?
Yeah, Jigga City, you know what I'm saying?
All right, fucking right. All right, fucking right.
Hello. Jigga City in here.
That was, who was that, Tank?
Tank Jones.
Tank Jones from Baton Rouge. Edric, I'm going to get to another caller woman. I like that. I told you yesterday I was selling that completely.
Oh, yeah, you know. You gotta wait till you get that neck, you know what I'm saying, that dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Make me think I'm in G-Town again. What?
Hey, you remember how we used to do it at the radio station?
I already know it.
Okay.
I love that. Let me see. We got 919. And again, everyone, my chat room. It's not my chat box. It's not coming up, so I can't see who all is up in the room. And I do see that I have Doc Chocolate still on the line. 69, calling all the way out of Chocolate, Georgia, up in the ATL. I got 601. I believe that's Mr. Casanova from Drunken Eye Entertainment, Family Jewels. He'll be on to tell us about that very shortly. And now I have 919. 919, you are on the air.
How you doing, Miss Romance? This Impact. What?
Your phone's breaking up. Who is this again?
This Impact representing North Carolina.
North Carolina? Impact?
Yeah. Remember I sent you the music online?
Okay, baby. That's what's up.
Yeah, hi, in the My Body joint.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I know who I'm talking to now.
Okay.
That's my body. I listened to that about 20 times.
I just want to let you know I'm on the line. You know, whenever you play it, I stay on the line and we can, you know, hear the fans and whatever they, you know what I'm saying, if they like it or not.
Okay, give me 1 minute and I will play that. One moment. Go to 601. This Casanova, right? Hello? Casanova?
What's up with you?
Hey, baby, how you doing?
What's up? This is that boy Casanova, drunk and out. What's up with you?
Oh, okay, did you hear the last track?
Yeah, I heard that last one.
Tank Jones out of Baton Rouge. All right, fucking right.
They're doing their thing,
ain't it? Yeah, what? You on WIC and Medicaid?
Hey, it ain't too much to come out the book that ain't hitting, though.
All right. I ain't paid, though, but shit. I send lines when I get it, too, though.
I mean, I ain't no hater. I tell the truth, you know what I'm saying? If it sound good, it sound good. If it don't, it don't. I don't care where it's from, you know what I'm saying?
Young Wick, I like that a lot. Let me I'm gonna play a track that I got. I got Jesse Hernandez. He sent me a track earlier and that Jesse, what, I'm sorry, I'm calling your government name. What name do you go by, baby?
Impact representing the Backwoods Squad.
Impact representing the Backwoods Squad. I'm going to play your song, My Body. Oh, My Body. I'm calling you.
Presenting in the house?
1 minute. Hold up one moment. I thought I had it right here. Edric.
Yes, ma'am.
Jump on.
Yes, ma'am. You know, sound like to me, you need to get you a board operator. You be doing a thing.
Oh, what? You up for the job?
Hey, baby, I retired from music. I'm in retirement, okay?
No. Oh. I forgot. Edric, baby, throw something out there for me.
I'm in retirement.
Edric, this is a serious spot. Come on, come on.
I'm in retirement. All the thing I do is just walk into the studio and be like, hey, you know, girls can't sit behind me. I can't sit behind a board. I can't touch a board no more.
Edric, come on, baby.
If I wouldn't be in retirement, that would be against the rule, you know.
Okay, well, we're going to get Edric back on here very soon, and he will be sitting some for us. very soon. I'm going to get into this track. Oh, My Body. Everybody listen to it and just tell me what you think about it.
Can I take you there?
Yes.
You sure you're ready to go? Pain is pleasure. It ain't good if I ain't hurting it. Let me take you to the crib. You know what I'm working with. The best you ever seen. Girl, I'll fulfill your dream. Now let me hear you sing. My body all over your body, babe. Your body all over my body, babe. My body all over your body. It's your body, babe. It's your body, babe.
I got you real wet, girl. Come and let me do you right. Already here, mommy, let's get right. Goddamn, I never knew a woman that can take this pipe. So fine, she looks like the type. Pain is pleasure, can you make me bust twice? Spin a little, try to just see if it's tight. Seeing you a hoe, but baby, we grown. Ain't nothing wrong, I can make you moan. You like that girl, my game so strong. Roll with a top dog, leave them little pups alone.
Pain is pleasure, it ain't good if I ain't hurt. Let me take you to the crib, you know what I'm working with.
To be the baddest bitch I ever seen. If the push button said she could get my cream, but she's telling me she feels the same thing. Clear case of love and lust. The chemistry between the both of us. Fell with my lady, but I still ain't rut. 2 hours gone by, nigga, still ain't bust.
She my lady, gotta love her, cause she's so fly. Hypnotized by the way she move her hips and thighs. No cripple blood ties, just no nose guy. Verifies, my baby girl definitely gonna ride. You can see it in her eye, yeah, she made a big shot. She behind closed doors, cause she rock you all night. Yeah, it's definitely what I like. My big girl, we fight. You could be my baby girl, cause your pee-pee so tight. My lady,
it ain't good if I ain't hurting it. Let me take you to the crib, you know what I'm working with.
Take you
with
to my dream.
The best you ever seen. Girl, I'll fulfill your dream. Now let me hear you sing. My body all over your body, babe. Your body all over my body, babe. My body all over your body. It's your body, babe. It's your body, babe.
Let me nibble on your breast, put your legs to your neck. Bust like a tech, get your pussy so wet. Good head, good pussy, great sex. Get it loose as a stroke, right then the left. Get it right, don't stay the night. Get it in, then I step. Move to the right, move to the left. All that screaming make a nigga go deaf. Shorty say I'm right and she never go left. I'm like Superman, all I'm missing is the ass. Shorty going hard, nigga running out of breath. Never slow down, yes, plenty time left. Make her feel like she rolling in the ass. And she always telling me nigga the best. That's why she do it like a vet. Good head, good pussy, great sex.
Pain is pleasure, it ain't good if I ain't hurting it. Let me take you to the crib, you know what I'm working with. The best you ever seen. Girl, I'll fulfill your dream. Now let me hear you sing. My body all over your body, babe. Your body all over my body, babe. My body all over your body. It's your body, babe.
I don't feel I'm having.
How are you?
Hello?
Oh, yes, you are. That was My Body. Baby, I love that piece. Who was that? Tell the world who that was again, baby.
That's back out of Greensboro, North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? OBGs, Impact, Hitch, Sleeve, you know what I mean? Ali, Stack Money, you know what I'm saying? Got my man High Shot. You know, we doing big things, man. We just trying to get it out to the world. But the MySpace page is myspace.com/OBGZ. You know what I'm saying? You can go and listen to a couple more tracks. We got another track called I Get High Too, the one I sent you.
Oh, well, I'm going to play that one, too, right? I am going to play that one, too. Let's get a little feedback. Casanova.
What's up?
What you thought about that piece?
Well, I'm thinking like this right here, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's a guy. I loved it.
Hey, be being who I am and what I do, my name's Captain Over, so you know I'm a little of that native shit, so play boy. The shit sounds good, man, you know what I'm saying? I need to hook up with you, collab with you on some shit like that, man, for real, straight up.
Yeah, man, we down to do anything, man, with anybody, man. We just trying to get our name out there, man.
Shit sounds good, man. Shit sounds good.
Appreciate it, man.
Love,
man.
That's love.
Appreciate it.
Feeling it.
Edric. Yes,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Where you at again, Edric? Over in the what?
In the Jigga City, you know what I'm saying?
In the Jigga City, baby.
Yeah, Jigga City stuff.
You
know. Hey, you know what? Hey, I love the track that you just played. You know, much love to the man. You know, shoot. I could just imagine, you know, me having it on surround sound, I can't tell you anything else, you know.
Oh, Eddie, yeah, you have the ladies going crazy.
You know, that might be one of them strip club songs, you know what I'm saying? Shoot, I can see a nice little dance getting off, you know, little lap dance, something like that, you know?
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Again, put your link out there one more time. Backwards.
Yeah, it's myspace.com/OBGZ. You can go and listen to 5 more tracks on there. It's fire. Everything's fire. OBGZ, MySpace. Y'all know what it is.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm going to play your other track, your next track, in just one moment. I got a caller, another caller online. You want to stay online? Put you on mute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. With you, baby.
All right. That's what's up, baby. One moment. Okay. I feel so great. I got callers just calling in. You all, this is such an honor for me to introduce this next cat coming up here, this next guy in the 601 area code. Caller, you are on the air.
What it do?
Oh, there go my baby. Tell us who you are.
It's your boy, Big Tate, the PC calling it down. Something other than that.
Ooh, y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all
39120, keeping it real.
Oh, you all, everybody who do not know. This is my baby, Ben Tate. Now, he ain't really just my baby, but he's going to always be my baby, if that make any sense. I met him when I was a sophomore in college, and I've been knowing him ever since. I used to get on his damn nerves, calling him at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. Ben Tate, I can't sleep, baby. Sing me a song. I can't sleep. Sing me a song. And Drew Hill should be branded up in my ear because that was his shit, Drew Hill. Ben Tate.
But,
baby.
What is that?
Will you bless us with a song?
I'll see what I can do for you.
Okay.
Kind of hoarse, you know, for your next kids all day, but let me see what I can do.
Well, hold, before you follow me, let me make sure you know this. This is an international show now. We have callers from the 601. We have callers and listeners from the 229, from the 919. I'm quite sure DJ Smells So Good is listening to the show as well. He is up in Florida. We have callers. I'm quite sure that Brandon is listening. He's up in California. Goofy Mom may even be listening. He's up in California as well. So this is
ooh, pressure.
It's real rounded. So now, the pressure on, but I know how you bring it. I'm trying to make sure you bring it like you bring it because I know what you do, brother.
All right.
Okay.
Loving you is all I need. Never take your love from me. 'Cause I think I would lose my mind if you go away. So say you never leave my side. that forever you'll be mine. It was ever me, your love. So that's how, you know what I'm saying?
That's
something
that you heal up, Nebo.
That's all that I
heal up,
Nebo. That's all that you heal up, Nebo. You know what I'm saying? See if I can get a little something else for you to see. All right. Got this feeling when I just can't tell you that somebody's been getting next to you. I don't want to walk around knowing I was your fool. Cause being the man that I am, I just can't lose my cool. My friends keep telling me about the things that are going on. Yeah. My deep in my heart, baby, that I hope that I'm wrong. It's a hope that I'm wrong, but no, baby. Somebody's sleeping in my bed, my bed, my bed. Somebody's taking my place, baby. Somebody's sleeping in my bed. And you know just what I mean. You know what I'm saying? This is a
song. Hey, that's that shit I used to love, calling you 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. What?
Hey,
damn, they
hey,
had me
hey.
Wanting to break my neck to get the all core.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Can I ask a question? Why that man ain't on BET or featured on somebody's album yet?
Because he belonged to Tiptoe Production.
That don't make no sense. That's
kind of dumb. Then do you hear him? That's my baby. Ooh,
yeah.
Say I told you. Tiptoe got you.
Hey, man. Hey, dog. Hey. Hey, if Cisco heard you, he'll be pissed off right now.
Hey, so will, so will.
You,
I see you smell
right.
So good. Did you hear that shit, DJ? Smell so good.
Yeah, I'm finna try something new. But yeah, I hear you, brother. I hear you blowing now.
That's
you got something recorded?
On my MySpace music page, you go to www.myspace.com/thepeacetheaker2. I got some stuff on MySpace right now.
Yeah, is it downloadable though? Everybody be sending people to your MySpace and you can't even get the music.
Oh, it's not downloadable. It's just,
yeah, so I'm talking about how can I get the music.
Cause so he has his own show too, Ben Say.
Okay.
And
what I'm going on now, what I'm on, I'm doing gospel rap, Christian music, you know, just trying to give my praises to God and just trying to focus in that area. And
I got a
the
gospel
music.
Show, too. I got you holler at me 3 to 5 on Sundays. I got a live gospel show.
That's what's up, baby.
We definitely network.
Yes, 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 yes.
In the house.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, all the noise in the background, those are my children. Like I said, I have 4 boys, and I am multitasking my ass off right about now. Again, everyone. I just had Edric. He had a track from Tank Jones, and then I prayed Mr. Jesse from Backwoods. He had a fire-ass track, My Body. I'm going to play another track from him in a minute. And then my baby came through, Ben Say. Oh, my goodness. Those of you out who missed it, you missed it. But you can go back and replay it now, so don't feel left out. Okay, baby. Again, oh, my goodness, I'm kind of like speechless, and Shiro Mans ain't really never speechless, boo. Okay. Ben, say, you working on anything now?
Right now, I'm just focusing on the music. Trying to work on some new stuff, like I say, just trying to get out there. So I'll be getting back with y'all on everything.
Okay, because I ain't going to even lie. I was on your MySpace today, and I was trying my damnest to rip some of your music off your page. I ain't going to even lie. It's a track you did with this guy. I know you were spelling out Jesus Christ's name in it. J-E-S-U-S-C-H-R-I-S-C.
Praise and what it is. We took the beat from DJ Khaled. We Out Here Grinding, and we put out on the gospel twist to it. And myself, my guy, the Chosen One, and brother by the name of the Preacher Man, and we just came together and just trying to do something. You know, it's the same beat, but there's a different message. It's something, you know, to say what we're focusing on, and just trying to let y'all see what we at with our praise. You know, just because the gospel music, we still can get crunk with it. That's all.
That you all did, because I'm up in there. I ain't lying. I'm sitting up in my room. I'm listening. I'm like, yeah, J-E-S-U-S-C-H-R-I-S-T, what? I'm like, yes, indeed. So I was feeling that completely. But then again, you know, I am one of your biggest, one of your biggest fans. I am your biggest fan. In case you didn't know, I'm sure you already knew that. But I am your biggest fan, boo-boo.
Hey, Sha, are you on Twitter?
I started doing something on Twitter earlier, and then my computer messed up, and I just said, damn it.
Oh, okay. No,
but
I'm going to get on it.
I'm
going to Twitter this episode. I just want to see if you had already did it.
Not yet. I'm going to get on it, though.
I'm on Twitter.
Huh?
I'm on Twitter.
Who's that, Ben Pay?
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, you got to be on Twitter, man. The only reason I'm on Twitter is to let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, when the episode, you know what I'm saying, to keep everybody up on the episode. So I ain't trying to meet nobody off of there, though.
Tell me about Twitter again, because I heard a couple of people talking about Twitter, and then I'm looking up on this switchboard, and I see it say tweet this, and I clicked on it earlier, and that's when I was getting ready to do the stuff, and I sent it said on tweet this or whatever. What is Twitter? Is that like MySpace or something?
Well, it's kind of similar to, but it's more professional based from what I've seen. You know, it's more promotional than actual just like you have on MySpace and Facebook and all this chit chat.
Ain't no Hotmail and all that.
It's about being from what I've seen so far.
It's basically like a message board, and everybody can just connect.
Okay, I got to check that out.
From what I like to call it, it's nothing like Facebook, MySpace, none of it.
Yeah, for business purposes, it's definitely excellent. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I see a couple of people, they leave little instant messages. They use like an instant messenger, but, I mean, you can do that too, but really... I mean, if you just want to, like, every time, you know, drop your shows and stuff, because now Blog Talk got it set up to where it say tweet, that's actually automatically post your show on Twitter.
That's why I said I was getting ready to go on it early, because I pushed that button. And I was like, damn, what's this? And then I was like, damn, my whole thing and froze up. So I was like, I don't know what this shit is right here. You know, but stop, y'all. That's what I did earlier. Okay, I got my little board is blowing up. I got two more calls.
Yo, yo.
Ah, is that Flex?
Yo, it's the motherfucking Flex, man, representing Drunken Eye Entertainment, yo. Jacktown represent, what up?
Drunken Eye, that's what it is.
Stand the fuck up. Yo, you got
up.
A high one in this piece, yo. What's the hap, yo?
What's up, baby? What's up with you, Flex Mane? Nice of you to stop through and bless my room with your presence.
No doubt, yo. No doubt. The secret spot, man. Triple S. I'm in this piece, yo.
Okay. That's what's up.
Well, we ain't technically got a room because, you know, BTR is still fucking up on the damn chat room.
Yeah, that's why I just went on and put everybody up in here because I have no chat room. I cannot see who all is up in there, so... People, please do not think I'm ignoring you, but because I'm not. Let me look up in here. My chat room is messing up.
Now you should be able to, if you click on start a chat, you should be able to pull it up.
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
See, I'm still kind of new at this, you all now. Hold up.
Yeah, you should be able to pull it up. If you click on start a chat, and it's going to pull up an external window.
Okay, I see that coming up.
Yeah.
Now,
something wrong with our ability to pull it up, though, as the listener. Yeah.
I still nobody gonna be up in there. Something wrong with y'all?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be
there by myself. You'll find somebody. I don't know how to do it, but some people be getting in there and they be in there somehow.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I'm finna say shit. I'm in there by myself. I might as well just be up on the phone. Flint.
Yo.
Yo. What, that's the mic. You can't be left out, baby. I don't want you feeling left out at all.
Nah, yo, I'll let y'all do your little thing, you know, or what, assisting you or something, you know what I'm saying, trying to get you educated on something.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Fellow blog talk host, you know, that's how we do it.
I think I got it right about now. I'm not going to worry with that one right off bat.
Shit, ain't nothing shocking, Emma.
Oh, I got, hold on 1 minute. Who is this, 601-941? Who is this? You on air?
You what?
601-941? Don't make me call the whole number now, baby. Come on, who is this?
See what?
I can't hear you.
See what? Still connected.
Okay, okay. How are you?
I'm cool. What's happening with?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
Oh, Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
All right, all right. We got a couple of folks up in here from the Jacktown area. We got Casanova. We got Flex. All right, now that's what's up.
You we got Nova in the spot?
Huh?
Nova in the spot?
Oh, you know Casanova?
Me?
Cass.
No, Flavor.
yo, who this, yo?
This is Watts on.
Oh?
You Watts, who that connected?
Okay, nah, I ain't familiar with that, yo.
You sent me a track, didn't it?
Yeah, I sent the track earlier, yeah.
What was the name of it? Which one did you send me?
Habit.
I swear.
That's a Habit.
Habit, okay. Something is a habit. I'm going to play that very shortly, baby.
You ain't played my artist yet, have you?
Mm-mm, not yet. I'm going to play
okay.
All right.
You want to make sure I'm coming in.
Part of Jack County, you at home?
I'm out of county, man. Rain County, you.
Huh?
Rain County, I'm out of Rain County.
South
Rankin
side?
Rain County, baby. So you ain't hear him flex my Rankin County. You know about
South
County.
South Jackson?
Already.
Yeah.
1 minute, I'm trying to find. I'm gonna play this track. Oh yeah, you are. My topic today was supposed to be Pimped Out Thursday, and it's not necessarily pimping a bitch or pimping a man or whatever. It's any kind of way you felt like you was being screwed this week by the government, by the system, by a coworker, by a relative. It doesn't matter. Whichever way you feel like a motherfucker was trying to fuck you over, yeah, speak up on it.
Shit, we all been pimped.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Hey, get that shit out of the way right off the top. We all been pimped regardless by the government. You know what I'm saying?
Already.
Politically, we all been pimped.
That's right.
For females and all that shit, relationship and all that shit, that's a whole nother deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we all been pimped, basically. You know what I'm saying?
That's flex,
all
right?
Being led left, right, left.
Word
left,
up.
Right, left.
I know you got something
smoke
to speak up on that too, don't flex.
Huh?
I know you got a hot ass piece. You can just let me hear something just on that topic alone.
What that?
It's being pimped out. We being pimped by the system, by the government, whatever. I know you got a whole hell of a lot of shit up in
you. Oh, I mean, you know what I'm saying. I just was recently pimped, by last year, by this Swift trucking company that I used to drive for. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure everybody kind of familiar with them. They had some shit right now though, but. They get what they deserve, you know what I'm saying? But they've been pimping a lot of young black brothers, you know what I'm saying, or sisters or whatever that's driving, you know?
Mm-hmm. How they pimp
halfway paying you, you know what I'm saying?
Everybody, we putting it out there. They trying to pimp the hell out of motherfuckers, and we ain't having it.
Hell no, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up, you know, shit. Niggas, it's time for a motherfucker to step up, you know, step the game up, you know what I'm saying? Overcome this shit, man. Maneuver this shit. Let these motherfuckers know, yo, fuck chilling. Let them know, yo, you ain't pimping me no more.
No more, no more.
I don't think so.
Entrepreneur, that's
I'm
why I am,
ready.
Shit.
I'm ready.
I'm entrepreneur, but shit, I'm making it, goddamn it.
Flex, throw something in there for me, baby.
What's that?
Anything. Now, let me hear you throw something, freestyle.
Anything?
Hold up. Everybody. This show is uncensored, uncut. I mean, shit, just go at it. As long as you ain't on here trying to disrespect me, because I will disconnect your ass.
Banner bitch.
Baby, that's me, baby. Yeah.
Anything else goes. Come on, Flex.
Banner of it is, yeah.
Shit, yo, Peter, yo. It ain't really no spit. It's more like a fucking sprinkle. You know what I'm saying? I be sprinkling. I don't fucking be rapping and freestyling, bro. I be sprinkling shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Hit me. A motherfucker gonna learn some shit. Anything I say, I don't give a fuck if I'm saying fuck you, kiss my ass, whatever. A motherfucker learning some shit. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats try to emulate. Great is how you modify my flow, my rhyme. Each line is genuine. You take mine? Nah. You must be on some medication, mess around, get caught up in an awkward situation. Close the curtain on these suckers. They just claim to be. Fuck it, man. Yo.
Okay. Oh, man, look at this motherfucker here. Look at this motherfucker here. Like, look, I hear all y'all in the damn chat up in the room. Like, I got a daycare up in this motherfucker up in here. That's what's up. That was from Flex.
Flex Man, the lyrical maniac, a.k.a. the Knox MC. Rocking motherfuckers on a regular basis, yo. I get better each day, each second.
Ooh.
20-plus veteran, baby.
Ooh.
And ain't no amateurs over here.
None whatsoever. Shiro Mears, don't fuck around with no amateurs. That no half-stepping ass.
Word
only the
up.
Real, only the real.
Shit.
Only the real.
Shit. Word up.
I got the play. I'm finna play.
Can you see no
Oh, y'all felt my baby Flex.
Yeah, we listening. Right. That's
okay.
What
you gonna bump that Jacktown dude shit? Yeah, bump my neighbor shit. Let me see what we, see what's up, yo.
Have it. I'm gonna mute all you all, and then I'm gonna mute my own mic because I gotta go finish cooking while this track is playing. So,
sure. What you cooking, yo?
Oh, I'm saying I need to set up on that. He's making my mouth watery and shit. I wouldn't even do you like that. Hold up.
So, what you cooking, yo?
Hold up. I'm muting everybody. Except me. Now. Okay, I am finna get into this track by Tyrion Steele called Habit. And again, just let me know if you feel it or not.
Yeah, let me tell you, hater, something. Tell me what happened with them 226 boys. Connect with them player connect boys. It go down like bad habits, baby.
22 to 23, that's a habit I got. I'm running the block, think of free. That's a habit I got. On the block, serving D. That's a habit I got. That's a habit I got. That's a habit I got. 22 to 23, that's a habit I got. I'm burning the block, think of free. That's a habit I got. On the block, serving D. That's a habit I got. That's a habit I got. That's a habit I got. I pull up in the two-seat. Clutching a heater with a beside me that look like a jacket, say chillin' up. I'm a Mac, know your boy, so the come it real, especially when you that certain guy that calls him still. And I put the rollie on my arm and throw my wrist out. Look forward to me pulling a scoop of shell of six out. Friday night, I'm in something with loud ass pipes. Saturday morning, I'm in that thing, boy, with UFO lights. Can you pitch me with street wheels on a Kawasaki bike? I promise I'll stop off with some of my rims around the light. Now, if I'm in the strip club, chilling in VIP, most likely every bitch I'm with is coming home with me. And I ain't just laying with a partner, all comfortable in bed. It's like, girls gone wild, they either bed or be feeling. If they ain't, stay out my bed, cause I love my hot. You ain't diamond, come dig right, let your partner give it a shot. 22 to 23, that's a habit I got. I'm burning the block, finger free, that's a habit.
That's a habit.
a habit I got. I'm opening up all phone lines, starting with 601. That'll be Flex. Your mic is now open to comment.
Yeah. Shit, I'm feeling that shit, yo. I go to club hell. The strippers come home with me too hell.
I'm gonna clip your ass.
That's just a habit I got, motherfucker.
That's a habit you got. I hear you.
Word on me. That was up, yo.
Don't say anything. Smells so good. I'm opening up your damn line, too.
I'm feeling the track. Who was the artist again?
No, love, I'm opening up that artist line. Artist, 601-941. Tell us about your track, baby.
Yeah, it's Clear Connect on C-Wise. C-Wise on C-Wise and Bitches of Hustle album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
coming
soon.
Okay, that's a habit I got. Oh, my bad. Ben Tay, your line is open, baby.
Yeah, what it do? I like the track for real. It go hard.
Appreciate it. What's that on?
You know what I'm saying? That track go hard. I like that.
Okay.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, man.
Let me see. 919.
Yeah,
I know you said you were just listening. Would you like to come in? I guess they're still just listening in. Okay, that was a habit I got. I got a habit of just having too much damn fun, working too goddamn hard. That's a habit I got. Can't get rid of my damn kids, that's for sure.
Who
was a good godparent?
But the dads don't get rid of you.
My kids are not that bad now.
Hey, that dad might get rid of you.
Yeah, for real. For real. Well, you all know what, because this is my show, and I don't want to be feeling like I'm left out, since I got a whole room full of guys.
Oh, shit.
A whole room full of guys. I think I'm going to have to say this track I wrote on Smell So Good Show for his show, Scandalous Saturday. Smell So Good Show is basically aired every single day when his ass wake up. Every single day.
Every day?
Your show every day, right? Smell so good.
Every day, every single day, 7 days a week.
What time?
I get Cross of Christ on Sundays 3 to 5. Every day. I'm in down here in Florida now, so I'm on a different coast. So yeah, I'm Eastern Standard Time. So I'm like
Magic City.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yo. I got to ask you, yo. What's the dynamic behind the name, yo?
Smell so good.
Do you really smell good? I mean, you smell good.
Well, that too. Yeah, actually, I do.
Tell us about the name. DJ Smell So Good.
Let me break it down a little bit, cause everybody be thinking there was some old trick to it. I'm 31 years old, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm the owner of a business. You know what I'm saying? It's called What Smells So Good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm 5 years, 6 years into it, and I sell incense, body oils, lotions, and soaps. So,
what?
Yeah, that's.
Yo, hold up. You selling shea butter, man?
I sell incense, body oils, lotions, scented lotions, and soaps like shea butter. African, you know what I'm saying? African, you know, all that kind of good, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you selling that shea butter, though? The shea butter cream.
Yeah, I got the lotion,
man,
the cream.
I got to fuck with you, yo. Should I get his information? His
address,
all that.
I got to catch up.
I fuck with that African oil shit. That's what I fuck with, so
yeah,
you got some legit
shit,
some natural shit.
That black soap, Yeah,
all
that shit,
that's me, yo.
Yeah, I'm on that. Oatmeal, I got it all, dog.
Everybody
looking 18 and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I'm
about to glow.
I'm about to smell so good part two, man.
Okay, but that's not the reason I call him Smell So Good.
Oh, wow. I ain't never been to Mississippi, y'all.
Look on his page. Go to his show. You would see, you know, his picture. That's all I'm saying.
I changed it, though. You know,
I changed it. Oh, okay. Well, shit, I call you Smell So Good.
She called from my birthday bash, man. I turned 31, and I did a 31 blunts in the air birthday bash.
Dang.
I bought a box of Cicarellos, like 60 of them in a box, and we rolled the whole box up before 12 o'clock, and then we put it all in the air at 12 o'clock.
Damn, that's what's up.
For real.
I'm a true connoisseur when it comes to that good Mary Jane.
I heard that.
I'm
I heard that shit.
Yeah, that's why they call me smell so good too. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
so
he just had to get. He had to find another reason behind it.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
I just had to ask, man. You know,
legal
reason. You know, closed mouth don't get fed, so motherfuckers don't know. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real. That's all right, man.
That's all right.
Well, keep it real though. Definitely
keep it
real.
Now, since everybody's up here broadcasting what they do, I'm gonna read. I'm going to read two pieces.
All right, now.
The first one I'm going to read is called My Nigga, and this is just me writing me. After I read My Nigga to a friend of mine, somebody wanted me to write another piece, and I read this exclusively on Smell So Good Show. And the second piece, the guy, after I read My Nigga to him, he was like, damn, you know, I'm feeling that shy, but why don't you write something about these little scandalous-ass bitches through here? He's like, now, you a woman, so I'm not talking about you. Just write something on that caliber. You know, I took it as a challenge, so I did it. I did it.
Bitch!
But the first piece I'm going to read is called My Nigga. Then shortly after that, I'm going to read These Bitches, and I'm going to put everybody on this because I hate to be interrupted
when
I'm reading.
Well, this ain't These Bitches.
Get them, shut
up. Bitches. Okay, everybody's going on mute. Oh, everybody's going on mute. I still, okay. My Nigga. Truthfully, unless you bringing me some figures, my nigga. Don't speak to me, my nigga. So you was just the wrong nigga at the right time when a sister got weak for the meat. But there's no need to hesitate when you speak, because time was wasted in a temporal moment of heat, not passion. And after that disaster, I hope the wanted reaction wasn't satisfaction, my nigga. So you a petty wannabe buster, hustler. Got your stilettos on, jumping on a grape, and your ass still couldn't bust one because you couldn't get up. But your crazy ass and bit the hand that fed you, and your thoughts were misconstrued because you thought I was going to be your next damn fool. But a lie, my nigga, because you know Shiro Man flood them figures, my nigga. See, I'm the type of sister that'll hold you, kiss you, whisper all that good shit in your ear about how much I miss you, even though you know Shy don't give a damn about you or no nigga. See, I'm raising my boys to be men, not niggas. I said that to say this. Please don't be fooled by my pretty face or judge my book by its cover. And I know I ain't no saint and damn sure ain't no thug. It's just that I hate what I hate, but I love what I love. Grown-ass men. I love them, my nigga. Hey, you said you were looking for a sister that's do or die, stick by your side, ride, and get high. Yeah, I like that shit, and I will stick like Palmer Schoolhouse glue. But if you catch a case, I'm cutting you loose. Call it what you want, but that's the damn truth. No, I'm not making any bail or visiting any country-ass jails or accepting any collect phone calls, my nigga. And that money that you left in the bank in my name, yes, it's already spent. I know you didn't forget a sister still got to make rent and pay bills and raise these kids, so understand. That's why I treat a nigga like a nigga, but a man like a man. Now, for a man, this queen would cherish her king, serenade his ears with my poetry, and in between similes, massage his body with my tongue ring. Yes, I had one. Now, for a man, I open up like Jesus parted the sea and let him iron out all my insecurities. And to taste love, true love, shit, if I had it, I'd give up wealth, battle with death, and upon my last dying breath, inhale and exhale and exhale and inhale, just to inhale the love from that man's heart in hopes of taking some of it with me when I part. Now, love was my major enemy, but in hopes of meeting one real man, I welcome it in again freely. I mean, but, if I had to choose between my king, my weed, and my nicotine, shit, my king would be in between because I am not giving up my green. But still, I said it and I said it again. Fuck all men. Fuck all niggas. I love real-ass men, grown-ass men. That piece is called My Nigga. Now I'm going to go right on before I get comments to the second piece called These Bitches. Okay, this piece is called These Bitches. These bitches are really the type of bitches you don't want to fuck with. See, maybe you could deal with a bitch if it was room for improvement and growth. But the ones with no high school education, GED, job course, no job, shit, that's just no hope. Only thinking about drinking and popping pills and doing coke. Yeah, I do indeed engage in my green, but that's still a want and not a goddamn need, because my first obligation belongs to my four little seats. But that stupid bitch just stuck on stupid for no apparent reason. Got her hair done, manicure, pedicure, coochie down, and love men teasing and pleasing. Riding in her new Ford Focus on some 22-inch rims with the sound just a-beating, but a kid's hungry as hell because that bitch didn't feed him. She got 7 babies, 6 baby daddies, 5 maybe pappies, 4 stepdaddies, 3 unrelated uncles that only visit mommy at night. And now the kids confused, scratching their heads, saying, damn, something just don't seem right. And that ignorant bitch be initiating kids' fights. And that stupid bitch be initiating kids' fights and laughing at profanity swinging loosely from the toddler's mouth. And be saying, oh, you heard what Pookie said? He said he was going to bust that little bastard in the head. That, no, my Pookie don't play. That's my 2-year-old son. You best get out his fucking way. But shit, the next day at the grocery store, the same stuff slipped out. But now it's not funny anymore. And hell, this bitch want to bust Pookie in his mouth. You bitch. Then you got the bougie stupid bitch that used to be the street hood gutter bitch that moved to the city. Now she's the other bitch. Yeah, she got her own shit, claiming independent, but still slobbing on the dick. Only difference is now she's doing it in her new house instead of in her low-income apartment. But, oh, how easily we tend to forget. But not Miss Shiro, man, because I'm still screaming, you the stupid bitch. And right about now, real women are inhaling, laughing, saying, on the head, she didn't hit it. But bitches are exhaling and trying their best to forget it. But word to the wise guys, keep bitches out your life, because you can't turn no stupid bitch into no smart housewife. See? Bitches.
Also, listen to calls will not be after
you doing so good.
Please take us off on your.
Me hear shit out for a minute. That was DJ Smell for good shit there. Yes, that was these niggas, well, my nigga, and these bitches. Anybody have any comments before I go to another track?
Yeah, yeah, y'all, you need to do a skit on my album, baby girl.
Okay, okay, who was this speaking?
Yeah, I like that.
Who is this?
The Woods, baby, Backwoods.
Oh, back. Oh, okay, that's my body. That's the little Puerto Rican, baby. Okay, no problem, boo-boo.
Yeah.
No problem at all.
Yeah, that's what's up. We love that. We love that kind of stuff right there.
Okay, that's true. That's why somebody did keep it true.
That's vicious, man.
That's the truth. Okay, I said I got to play another track. Flex, you there?
Yeah.
You done had your share of your run-ins with stupid bitches.
Whoa, yo, yo, yo. Let's put it like this. If you was writing poems on all the bitches I encountered, you know what I'm saying? That shit would be like fucking 4 years long. Or maybe more. Now you figure. I'm pretty sure it just might be more bitch niggas than bitches.
Yeah, that's true now, because it is,
you know,
bitch-ass niggas out there. I didn't have my share, my run-in with some bitches, some bitch-ass niggas, for real.
I'm trying to tell you, yo. If you want to make a chocolate bitch cake, you're going to need half a bitch-ass nigga and half a bitch.
Already. All fucking ready. Casanova. He's still on. You had your
run-in. Oh, Casanova on this motherfucker?
Oh, yeah. Casanova. Now,
name?
Me, now,
oh,
Shiro, Shiro, hold up, everybody, Shiro Man, Fritz, and Captain Nova, we are all with Drunken Eye Entertainment, and
the
these are my co-members on here. Oh, I forgot, they didn't know each other was on the line, so.
Yo, Nova, what's up? Nova, stand the fuck up, boy.
What's up, big bro? What's up with you?
Shit, ain't nothing to it but to do it, trying to make it happen with that shit they call rapping.
Oh.
Hey, I like the little bitch piece shot you did, man. That's what's up.
Oh, no doubt. You I told them that's gonna coincide with that joint we got.
Oh
yeah.
Man, they gonna love that bitch song. They like that shit.
But
yes,
no.
Yes, yes, yes. That track.
We have to get that inside so you pump that shit on, online. You know what I'm saying?
Zach! Already. Yeah. That's me screaming at my kids again. Yep.
Oh, that's reality, that girl.
Yes. Now, I'm supposed to be recording that with Drunken Eye. I'm at these bitches. These bitches. Bitch ass.
Hell yeah. Oh, that's going on the album. That's going on the album. Straight up. That shit.
Yes.
That's got to go. I told you that. That's, man, that's legit shit right there.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's reality right there, yo. That's too real. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even think about shit like that. That's for sure. Shit. No, you know what I'm saying? That's what I like about you. You kind of remind me of, you know what I'm saying? What's that cat name? The dude on the comedy shit.
Oh.
Dave Chappelle, you know, the Dave Chappelle cover all. No, I'm saying Dave Chappelle cover all areas. He don't stick with one shit. He talk about the white, the black. He talk about everybody. And that's why I like your shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't stick in one motherfucking ball game. You kind of touch all aces right there. You know what I'm saying? You hit everything and everybody. You hit the nail. You know what I'm saying? You hit it right on the nail.
I call it artistic. Some people call it bipolarism.
No, hell no. Yeah. See, that's creativity right there, baby girl. You know.
Oh, my chat is up. My chat is up. Love you too, Goofy Bone. I love you too. I have a guest. Guest called in. I have not given a number. Anybody who's out there listening, please feel free to call Shy Romance at 347-677-0889. Anybody who got their foot across the border, call them in so I can say I have an international show right now. So if you right at the border or you're trying to sneak up in the USA, shit, come on across
the water.
Pick up the phone.
No, I'm trying to sneak across the border.
Where, motherfucker?
Hey, Sean.
What's up, baby?
Hey, Sean, I need to ask Flix one question though.
Okay.
I want to know what make a bitch a bitch.
I'm smell so good.
What's that?
Flix.
What's that, me?
Flex and smell so good. I want to hear both of y'all answers. Flex,
all right, go ahead, smell.
What makes a bitch a bitch?
Yeah.
Listen, I do scandalous biatch Saturdays. And the definition of a scandalous biatch is any person that fucks over another person for their personal gain. He's a scandalous bitch.
All right,
so that's whether you a man or a woman, dog, cat, squirrel, butterfly, goddammit, I don't give a shit. If you fucked over somebody else for your personal gain, use the scandalous bitch.
Okay, okay.
Flex, your definition, my love.
Clear that shit up there.
Hey, so that means if the person mommy is a bitch and their daddy is a bitch, they a full-blooded bitch.
They inherited. They inherited their bitchness.
Look, hey, yo, cabin, yo. Yo, you wild, man. You wild. Yo, you just fucked up.
That was inherited bitchness.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I have a track. I got to mute everybody. My kids outside fighting. I'm gonna go to a track.
Oh shit. Oh, she's gonna go. She's gonna go get the switch and go put on a track.
And I'm gonna play this song by Juno. What is it, Janu?
Janu. She's fine. That's real.
She's fine. Everybody's going on mute.
Janu. Who the fuck is that?
Yo, this is DJ.
Party time.
Are you Jamaican?
You're DJ.
DJ.
Hit the club with the ice and them hoes don't jive.
bitch, I'm a superstar, all in the club, on that drink. My niggas in the back, so pumping on bang. That bitch, they're fine.
Him in the phone. Mama so bad, he grew up thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, now I ain't gotta love Jones. He say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a dope boy, stream, I have a task to dig it. You can put me on a trailer like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, beat super Z. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on his click. Mama so wet, my juice box trip. Wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on the dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on damn. I'm something like a diamond, y'all need to stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time.
Representing Wrecking the Game Entertainment, that's my artist, you know what I'm saying, Ms. Jadu on the second half of it, you know what I'm saying, Drac Girls Princess, hottest female rap artist in the South. You can check her out at myspace.com/ Jadu the Princess, and that's J-A-N-U, the Princess, you know what I'm saying, if you want to see some more info about the artist.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm going to play another track by them, and then I'm going to play another track, Miss Tight Pussy.
Oh, that's my other artist, Hurt, representing Thug ENT.
Okay. And following right. That one, I am going to play another song by Mr. Jesse. He's still in here with us. Okay, here we go, Miss Tight Pussy.
Coming to find my little shorty with that tight pussy, and the nigga ain't found you yet. Where you at? Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet.
Let's
search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you
found
yet. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you
fuck
at?
Yeah.
Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you
fuck
at?
Yeah.
I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet.
Let's
search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found
you yet.
Miss tight
tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I want a po' gin on that pussy and suck it up, so I can blame it on the liquor while I ate you out. I want to beat that tight pussy before I leave the house. While I'm in the studio or the streets, that's all I think about. I want a bitch you love to fuck and hate to talk. Lil' mama fuck with a thug so I can change your walk. And we can fuck with the lights on or even off. And you can tell the nigga she fucking real flow. Me tight pussy been searching for you throughout the south. And I'm the thug in the streets that you done heard about. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. That search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. That search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Done been through the hood, even where the crackers be. And still ain't found Miss tight pussy in the street. She gotta have a lot of class and she keep it G. And she ain't mad cause I ain't fucked there in a whole week. Ain't fucking flawed nigga, she keep that pussy tight for me. So if you fuck up my nigga, it's gon' cost you a fee. And money keep me up tight pussy, put me to sleep. So try to run gang your money and your talk is cheap. Just cause she got a lot of class don't mean she ain't street. And if she see a flaw in your nigga, she don't speak. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. That search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found it yet. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. That search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found it yet. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, I hope you in this damn club. And I don't wanna make love when I fuck you in this club. And fuck whining and dining in them bite rubs. Straight madams over here, not a little something. I wanna fuck you real good till we both come. And then cop you a bottle when we fucking done. Miss tight pussy, every thug need one. And you can tell she walks, she don't need for nothing. She got her own swag, all you other hoes is frontin'. Not only is she Miss tight pussy, she straight thuggin'. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. That search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at? I need a bitch with a tight pussy that's real wet. That search high and low, shorty, and I ain't found you yet. Miss tight pussy, shorty, where the fuck you at?
Hey, this your boy Hurt, man. Miss tight pussy, when you see me in the street, get at me.
Okay, that was Miss Tight Pussy. I'm quite sure all y'all want somebody with a tight ass pussy, not no loose shit just hanging everywhere.
Kirk.
Kirk. See, I need a tight pussy. I ain't found it yet. Oh,
y'all yeah, open the mic up.
You say, I ain't found it yet.
I ain't found it yet, man.
Okay.
Mama got nervous. Hey, is my pussy tight? I say, what you mean? Is it tight when you tie? I say, well, your lips were tight, but when that mother slid all the way in there with no question, I don't think it was tight, really.
Hey,
yeah. Hell no, I wasn't tight.
Gotta ask what you asking for. You don't need to ask it. Hell no, I should be tight. Loose. Just
you got a well broken vacuum, baby.
Mm-hmm, all
right. Your vacuum sucking up everything. Metal pieces and fucking.
Damn. Damn, my time is running. I'm gonna play two more tracks. Another one by Jesse and one by Goofy.
Time running out.
Jesse. Yeah, I got 25
more minutes. Yeah, 2 hours be rolling, boy. Two hours be rolling. See,
for
now
real.
An hour is like 20 minutes straight up.
Mm-hmm.
An hour show would be like 20 minutes, man.
To a T, knocking me off my square. Okay, I'm gonna play another one by Jesse since we've been on the phone for a minute.
Pain is pleasure, baby.
Pain is pleasure, baby.
Can I take you there?
I think that's one I played already.
You sure you're ready to go? Pain is pleasure, it ain't good if I ain't hurting it.
I think I can take that one. It's okay, get a double double.
The best you ever seen. Girl, I'll fulfill your dream. Now let me hear you sing. My body all over your body, babe. Your body all over my body, babe. My body all over your body. Is she crying? Let me do you right.
let's get right. Goddamn, I never knew a woman that can take this pipe. So fine, she looks like the type. Pain is pleasure, can you make me bust twice? Spin a little cheddar just to see if it's tight. Saying you a hoe, but baby, we grown. Ain't nothing wrong, I can make you moan. You like that girl, my game so strong. Roll with a top dog, leave them little pups alone.
Pain is pleasure, it ain't good if I ain't hurting. Let me take you to the crib, you know what I'm working with. To bed filled with a scene. Girl, I'll fulfill your dream. Now let me hear you sing. My body all over your body, baby. Your body all over my body, baby. My body all over your body. It's your body, baby. It's your body, baby.
Like a beauty queen, had to be the baddest bitch I ever seen. If the push button said she could get my cream, but she telling me she feel the same thing. Clear case, I love and lust. The chemistry between the both of us. Fell with my lady, but I still ain't rut. 2 hours gone by, nigga, still ain't bust.
She my lady, gotta love her, cause she's so fly. Hypnotized by the way she move her hips and thighs. No cripple blood ties, just know those guys. Verifies, my baby girl definitely gon' ride. You can see it in her eye, yeah, she may have been shot. She behind closed doors, cause she rock you all night. Yeah, it's definitely what I like. My big girl, we fight. You could be my baby girl, cause your pee pee so tight. My lady,
pain is pleasure, it ain't good if I ain't hurting it. Let me take you to the crib, you know what I'm working with.
Take you to my dream,
to bed you with a scene. Girl, I'll fulfill your dream. Now let me hear you scream. My body all over your body, baby. Your body all over my body, baby. My body all over your body. It's your body, baby.
Put your legs to your neck, buzz like a tech, get your pussy so wet. Good head, good pussy, great sense. Get a loose as a stroke, right then the left. Get it right, don't stay the night. Get it in, then I step. Move to the right, move to the left. All that screaming make a nigga go deaf. Shorty say I'm right and she never go left. I'm like Superman, all I'm missing is the ass. Shorty going hard, nigga running out of breath. Never slow down, yes, plenty time left. Make her feel like she rolling out the ass. And she always telling me nigga's the best. That's why she do it like a vet. Good head, good pussy, great sex.
Pain is pleasure, it ain't good if I ain't hurting. Let me take you to the crib, you know what I'm working with. To bed you with a scene. Girl, I'll fulfill your dream. Now let me hear you scream. My body all over your body, baby.
Body. Yeah, I don't know if y'all ready for that right there. Let me throw something else up in here since I see that I got my other baby back up in the damn room. Goofy Bone. It's One Love by Goofy Bone. That was One Love or shit. That is Crack Story. My bad, Goofy Bone.
Why you do this?
This is my life.
another blow. They don't get accused of life, that's just the way it goes. They're up every second that this earth can have. They think they're doing good till they get the bad batch. The drug dealer don't give a shit, it's a fact. He gotta make his money any way he can. It's a fuck situation when they could've went the other way. Now they live their lives getting high in the alleyway, wishing that they rot in hell when they leave this earth. Don't know why they do it, it's a goddamn curse. They say what you do, it ain't a person going back. That's why you best believe I said no to crack. Cause it's a rich man's eye and a poor man's dream. Keep fucking with that crack, you'll be 6 feet deep.
Hey, this question.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to listen to the rest of the show?
Yeah.
Okay, I know.
I don't want to get high.
Dope fiends don't care. Look at her over there, chilling with her baby in that same ass underwear with shit stains everywhere. I know you never been jammed, watching your mama suck it just to get rid of her pain. I know it's sad, but this is reality. You know your life's fucked up, so how could you do this to your baby's future? Nurture her up out of your fantasy. Be the mother you wanted to be back when you were playing with babies. Get off the dough and give your baby some hope. So maybe one day you get that college letter envelope. Or do you want her to be like you, walking the streets, doing what it takes just to eat? The boat took your life and there's no coming back. You're drowning in a pond more like a death trap. The cops took your baby, now there's nothing to live for. You might as well hit the pipe until you're dead from the blow.
Don't kill her.
Okay, that's my man, Uzi Vaughn, with Crack Story. That is my man, Goofy Bone, with Crack Stories. And because he did, I played Crack Stories, I'm going to read another piece I wrote called Crack. Yeah, smells so good. Crack is whack. The name of this piece is called Crack. Just make sure you listen to the words now. I only have 17 minutes left. Anybody who want to call in, the call-in number is 347-677-0889. And I see that I have, who is this up in the room? QS, Think That's Son of Man. I also have GP Gang TV. Of course, I have my baby DJ Smell So Good, Goofy Bone, Dark Chocolate, and up in, actually on the phone line, I have 919, which is Jexy, sexy ass, have 813, DJ Smell So Good, have 601, another 601 that's Flex, Flex, Bente, Tommy Bente, you got to sing something else before you get out of here too, and oh, I have a new caller. Caller, you're on the air. Oh, that's my friend. She don't want to say shit. Precious.
Yes.
Say hi to the world.
Hi, world.
We are the world.
Okay. So
okay, everybody. I'm finna, since I did Crack Stories by my baby, Goofy Bone. I call him Sexy Bone, though, but. Since I did Crack Stories by Goofy Bone, I'm going to read one of my pieces called Crack. And I'm putting you on mute, Precious. Here go this piece, Crack. Keep in mind that crack fucked black and gave birth to a curse, but for what it's worth, I know the CIA brought that shit over here first. And they did it real quick, because now I'm sitting here fiending for a hit. But let me tell you my story about how I became addicted to that shit before I even took that first hit. See, I was addicted to crack and didn't even know it. I was messed up mentally and emotionally, but didn't show it. Hell, I remember taking that first pull, feeling so free, being able to face society with this newfound dependency, not knowing then that Satan had purposely targeted me with this crack. I mean, maybe I'm going too fast and jumping tracks, but let me take you back to reality of my life before that drug, something I grew to love before I even knew its true name of the game it was playing with me. See, my mom brought me up to be independent. But how in the fuck can you be independent when you're dependent on something else like crack? Think about it. And shit, me? Shiro, man, stayed clean. Had my own house ride and everything and only went clubbing occasionally, but without a team, because I'm a solo rider. Not to mention that way I stay getting so much more higher, in a zone of my own, no turning back, no weight on my shoulders with Satan's crack. So I started drinking, clubbing, and gambling hard, allowing that shit to play a part. I polluted my system, my heart completely. Looking in the mirror, me didn't even know me. See, I was running fast, but no movements were made. Talking loudly, but my speech was delayed. Searching intensely, but my spirit decayed. Hell, I was playing damn punk, and my bills wasn't even paid. And now I'm sitting up here looking at you, because you're looking at me nodding and shaking your head. But you the same nigga sleeping in the preacher's wife's bed. Hell, the same woman addicted to that married man's head. The same hustler out there trying to get fed, and all y'all asses are addicted to that drug I earlier said, which ain't nothing but crack. So everybody on BTR, please don't misunderstand. I have never, ever, ever dirtied, touched, or poured crack cocaine, and I know you're saying I'm insane. But see, the crack I took in was the drug of all these earthly sins, causing me to lose sleep and fall weak trying to fuck around with these goddamn streets. That's what I call crack. So men and women, if you're out there living corrupt, you too are inviting that same drug in, which ain't nothing but Satan's drug, his crack of all these earthly sins, my friend. You seem to let it in. That's crack, everybody. That's my
be quiet,
call. Crack, everybody.
Didn't I say be quiet?
Oh, Casanova. 813-601-941. Everybody, lines are open again.
Crack is
that
back.
Hi. And see, I wrote that piece. I wrote that piece when I was living in Memphis. I was married. I've been separated like 3 years. I'm going to put it out there. I've been separated like 3 years. And my husband, my ex-husband, was fucked up. And I eventually left him because I found out that that was his drug. And I couldn't deal with it. I used to be 300 pounds. And when I came
damn.
Home, yeah, I chiromanced 297 pounds every
damn.
Night.
Damn.
And
no,
let me tell
damn.
You. Damn. Oh, Mike, I have to.
Damn.
I used to be 297, but my thing is.
Damn.
Oh, hold up, I think this
297.
Let me mix that one. Let me mix that one. Okay, let me try this again. 297. And. The way I lost weight, it wasn't intentional. I have never tried crack or powder. My drug is weed, and I smoke much weed. I do. But it's like I was stressed out. I was, you know, worried about this man. I was ripping and running. I did everything that I thought I would never fucking do. And, I mean, it seemed like I was steady pregnant. I was pregnant shit like every year for about 4 or 5 years, truthfully. You know, but when I came home, I left him eventually. I got tired of being made. I got tired of being a fool. And
you're
I left him
like crackhead.
He got tired of living a crackhead. Anyway, when I came back home, it was like I was still stressed out because it was me and all these kids now. And I started losing weight because I was half-ass eating. Even when I was living in Memphis, I was half-ass eating. I was worried, you know, and this and that. So when I came home, all my folks automatically assumed because they knew what my ex-husband was doing. Oh, shit, she on crack, too. She on crack, too, you know. But these the same damn people. They talking down to me. These the same motherfuckers who's out here fucking around with people's husbands, out there fucking gambling on the casino, wasting their whole paychecks, you know, messing with this sister man, all this other stuff right here. And so I wrote that piece right there simply to say, we all have our own addictions. There is no one addiction is any better than that next one. We can be addicted to sex. We can be addicted to gambling. We can even be fucking addicted to hustling. No addiction is no better than the next one. That's why I wrote that piece. Crack.
Yes.
Yes.
Weed is not a drug, dog.
Huh?
It's not.
Weed is not a drug.
Oh, no, that's not. I'm a farmer, too.
Say what?
I'm a farmer. That shit is medical.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Yes, baby.
So, basically, your ex-husband was pimped by cocaine.
Yeah, cocaine pimped that motherfucker. Good time. He was pimped by the crack pipe. I ain't that bitch. I'm going to write something. You pimp the crap.
You might want to touch on that. Yeah, that's for real.
Yeah, you know. So.
Then you might pull in them OJs.
Yes.
You about being an OJ.
Yes. Oh, we have 9 minutes left on the show.
With the right girl.
Three,
9 minutes.
9 minutes left on the show. The call-in number is 347-677-0889.
Shit, we've been pimped now. We've been pimped the time. What's up?
I know. Hey, any artists out there, man, let y'all know, y'all can come by the show tomorrow. It's International Freestyle Friday. If you freestyle, come through the show. It's 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's blogtalkradio.com/DJ Smell So Good, or you can just look it up in the search. Starts
everybody,
at 12 o'clock.
601, that's 11 o'clock our time. And 601, that's 11 o'clock our time. Be sure to check it out. 601.
That's right.
Yeah, I freestyle too, you know what I'm saying? You come check me out live. We'll be doing our thing.
You said you do what?
I said I participate.
What did you say? You said you freestyle too?
I freestyle live.
No, you
on my show. On
come
my
on,
show,
Smell
yeah.
So Good. You know that slipped my damn mind. Smell
my
so show. Good. Bless the room, baby. Smell so good. Bless the room, boo-boo.
Bless the room.
Yes.
On my show.
Come on now,
go ahead and bless the room.
Hold on. I tell you what, you don't want to act right now, huh?
Ain't nothing wrong with blessing the room.
I hear a pong.
No offense, everybody, but I got to be meeting some callers. I need Bente exclusively for myself right now. Hey, Bass.
What's up?
Call you up out of late nights. Bente, boy, I can't sleep. Bente, please sing me something. Oh, I've missed you so much, Bente. Baby, we need to sing something else.
Sing something else.
Sing, you know, we're in the country. Sing something. Oh, everybody. Hello. Everybody in the room. We went to Alcorn. We used to be up in the sub. And Ben say, no, I ain't lying. Everybody used to be all loud and shit. And he used to tell everybody, used to boost them up and shit. I was like, Ben say, make everybody in this motherfucker shut up. Make them shut up, Ben say. You know you can do it. Just sing something. Just sing. Make them shut up, Ben say. Am I lying?
No, she ain't lying.
So, make everybody in this motherfucker be quiet, do you, baby?
Okay, let me see what I can do then. All right. Let's see what I got for you.
Come on, baby.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm waiting on you.
How about your freestyle song?
That's fine, baby.
Alright. I'm sitting here chilling in front of the TV, wondering where she could be, because I'm missing her smile, yes I am. My baby, oh my baby, the way you look so good to me, I really want you to come home. So girl, we can get it on. Said I love you. Said I need you. Baby, I miss you and all the things you do to me. Come on to me, baby.
I ain't fucking. I'm gonna tell everybody. Ben Tay used to get me wet as hell when he used to be singing. That's really why I used to be calling his ass 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, just so I could get off on his damn singing. It's true. Yes, it is true. Let me open these damn microphones back up. God damn.
Damn.
Yeah, hi, Dre, mama.
What the hell is going on here? This shit done went to motherfucking what the damn
uncut, uncensored here.
What the fuck, yo?
Secret spot.
Hold the fuck up. Damn.
And I love to listen to him sing.
It's like that.
Yes, he can sing. Oh my goodness. Oh my
God
damn. Let me look up in this chat room. Y'all find something up in this chat room. What did y'all think my baby been saying?
I wish I could motherfucking sing. Shit,
I be calling you up.
Wish I could sing a draws off a motherfucker.
Yo, he was singing draws off a motherfucker too.
Fuck that.
I used to call him and skip, you know, just go
sing there. Sing your motherfucker, sing a hysterectomy in your ass.
Damn, oh. Fucking fucked up.
Yeah, that's a petty piece shit.
That ain't sexy. That's
aggressive with that shit. Take them off, baby. Take them fuck the romance, be horror man.
I muted your phone. We have another female on the line. This is my friend Precious out of Gloucester, Mississippi.
Precious. What?
Hey, how y'all doing?
She's a beast with it. Don't say nothing if you ain't ready. She's a motherfucking beast with it. Think of the game.
She's a what?
She's a beast with it.
You say she's a beast?
She's a beast with it. Beautiful beast with it. She don't play.
She wasn't talking nothing on the phone, y'all.
She don't play.
She had to send you out first, man. She had to get your composure out, down packed and everything. Don't let it fool you.
She don't play.
Like, put it like this. I don't fuck with folks too much. That was my running mate when I was up in Gloucester.
She don't play, Si.
Not that I know of now.
I don't play neither then. Hey, look. I don't even play Monopoly. What the fuck?
Okay, that's what's up. I used to play Atari. Then they got out high tech and advanced and shit for me. I don't know. I can't do all that other shit.
Well, hey, Shot.
What's up, my love?
What's her name again?
Ask her. Precious. Lady. Hello. Hi. You all, this is the Shy Romance Meet and Greet and Connection series.
Tell me something good.
Oh. Chris Brown beat the shit out of Rihanna.
Hey, Shy, I'm out of here, baby. I got a roll.
All right, baby.
All right, I'm going to holler at y'all later now.
You have a good
well,
one.
Yeah.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left in the show.
Tell me something good.
Everybody stopping through. 919. Let me open your mic up again. I couldn't get that other track to play. 919. 919.
Yeah, well, appreciate the love. This Backwoods, like we said again, it's myspace.com/OBGs, OBGZ, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you want to hit that good stuff, just hit us up straight out of Greensboro, man. That's how we doing it, Backwoods.
North Carolina, everybody out there, go
North
check out his profile. This mother, he is so goddamn sexy. Oh, my good gracious. Okay, you have okay, please feel free to check me out again. I know I'm going to have another show Saturday at 4 o'clock, I believe. I don't know about tomorrow, but I know I should have another one Saturday at 4 o'clock.
Shit, let's do one tomorrow. Fuck it.
We might do that.
Fuck it. Call that shit. Call that shit Freaky Friday. Fuck it.
Okay, now Freaky Friday. Okay, everybody else. That's Flex. That's Gentay. That's Precious. That's Casanova. 941.
Lick 'em low lover.
Thank you so much for checking out the show. I hope that it's not the last time you come by and check out Shy Romance's secret spot. Never know.
Never that.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Never that, baby.
Number 347-677-0889. Thank you. Who else up here? Flex Man, I got you already, baby.
You got me, baby.
Ooh, I can't sing. I wish I could.
Well,
I wish I could sing. I'd be throwing it right back at your ass.
Hey, all you gotta do is just call me.
That's right.
Come on. You know where I come from. All you gotta do is just hear me out, and I'll be here for you. Oh, shit. Oh baby. Oh, romance, lady, just call me, and I'll be here for you.
That
is that song? No.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, now I guess this is like the after show. Because we are still on live. This is the after show.
God damn, yo, what the heck?
Oh, yeah, it's some real, for real shit. This is the after show.
We getting the R&B and blues on this mud.
Yeah, we getting everything up in this mud here. Only on the Shy Romance show, up in Shy Romance secret spot, way behind that little big-ass wood, behind the little forest, deep up under the up beneath the river and shit, you'll find Shy Romance's secret spot.
On the secret spot. Make you hot.
Oh, my
God. It's all hot and horny and wet and funky and shit.
Ooh, okay. Now, what you doing, baby? What you doing up there? Ben Tay.
What it do?
You know I love you, baby. You got to make sure that you come back to my show again. Because I love, absolute love listening to you sing. You know I love it. I always loved it.
Next time, hopefully, I'll be 100% then.
I forgot to tell everybody who's out there listening. Oh, he's sick right about now. So this is not even the full effect of what all he could fucking do. He's sick right now. So shit, that's enough said.
I already peeped that.
Yeah, you know, and he's still a beast with it. So true. Trying to find one more. Let me read something that I always read on other people's shit. It's called You Need Me. So for all you gentlemen out there, let me get my sexy voice. For all you gentlemen out there, I want you to know that you need me. You need Shy Romance up on your team, baby. Do I need you? That's another question.
What the hell?
This is my piece called You Need Me. You best believe you need a woman like me up on your team. See, I hold you down like we were two damn black eyed peas. Bunny and Clyde, not even close. Because I'm a top-notch type of chick, and I ain't trying to boast. Maybe you're screaming your hustle, but I ain't fussing. Life's too hard. Hell, I know the struggle. I'll still be the one to get up and run the bath water like next to you in bed, but boo, we ain't even got to snuggle. It's just with a woman like me, we'll compliment each other. See, I'm a mother with brains and a hellified lover, and did I mention? I'm a freaking bed. I keep you with a permanent type of hard-assy head without the aching. Then get up, make Rick sex, toast, and throw in the bacon. But you know I had to crack open the Optimo before we hit the dough play a little bit more. Then we both had to start paper chasing. Like we were the road running Wile E. Coyote. But, baby, don't get scared. I'll let you catch me. So you were aiming for the stars and then grabbed the whole damn sky. You better not let this gym pass you by no lot. Because I come around as often as a total eclipse, and the only reason I'm here now is because I fucking slipped up out of heaven in 1979. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here now, boo. I ain't lying. See, with a woman like Shy, I wake you up with your eyes rolling in the back of your head, and then get up and throw this A1 up on you if you know what I mean. And I got so big badass boys, so I do keep house clean. And I do know how to get up on the chitlins and mustard greens, peach cobbler and homemade mac and cheese. But again, my problem is I stay paper chasing and trying to raise these same badass boys. But, baby, don't misunderstand. I still got the looks. I'm on billboards in several states, but shit, I know my books. So conceited? Hell nah. Cocky? Shit, somewhat. But you know you don't need a bride up on your team who don't give a fuck. So know that I didn't chose you, but will you choose me back? So we can start beaming like them rich-ass cats. Hollow back. That's You Need Me. That is
Do you need me?
Yeah, I need you, baby.
You get me?
Yeah, I need you, baby.
You got me, baby.
Hold up. Get it off.
And we are still on the air. This is
Yo, like Nova, what the fuck? Nova.
What up, man?
That's all right.
Fuck up, man.
Oh, man, I'm just playing the background, man. I ain't saying too much, man.
Shit, nigga. You the triple L, baby. Stand up.
Flex.
Huh?
Let me get one more freestyle. Let me get anything. It don't even have to be a freestyle. Just let me hear anything else.
Anything.
Okay.
Let me see what I got here. Tell you. It's your boy Flex Man. On the secret spot with my girl Shy Romance. All you bitch ass niggas trying to get with her, that's an irrelevant chance. Step the fuck down, step back. Cause Junk and I Entertainment ain't having it. It's just like that. We cold on the mic. About as cold as a stiff nigga dead in the freezer.
What?
Flex ain't no hater. I just don't give a fuck like Ebenezer. I'm cool as Calvin. I hold it down like 6 o'clock. I'm top notch to the block when I rock. Rock any spot. Rock the spot like your mom blowing up the spot when your ass supposed to be in the house after curfew. Ain't too many that'll fuck with Flex. Cause Flex get ill on the mic like I'm inside some sex.
Ooh.
Take 2, 3, 4 bitches at one time.
Damn.
Fuck the shit out of them and have them all crying in the line.
I be weeping.
Well, I'm two white bitches and I'm sick of talking my ass.
Damn. Nice.
Hold on. And by the time they tongue gets stuck, it'll fly right out after a big ass bulk of gas.
Next caller.
Yo, this ain't a rap freestyle brainstorm. It's more like funny shit, freaky shit, creepy shit. I think I see dead people shit.
Yes, indeed.
A lot of fraudulent. There's a lot of niggas out there.
Yes, indeed. Oh, the after-hours show. Y'all do hear kids in the after-hours show.
Oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? See? That's what I'm saying. Kids
they can hear y'all, though.
Word up. Nova.
What you saying, Nova. Casanova?
No, you hear that?
Casanova. Casanova.
I ain't fucking with you today, man.
Casanova.
I ain't fucking with Flex today.
This motherfucker come out some goddamn white motherfucker putting that junk up his ass. What the fuck? Well, you been on the road too goddamn long.
Hey, out to all the listeners, that shit really did happen.
I'm sure it did.
I freestyle makeup shit based on reality, so ain't nothing phony, you know what I'm saying? It's a real deal. Why should I lie?
Okay.
Come on, man.
No ass licking going on.
Word up.
He is not he's outside of the 601 area code right now.
They say toss the salad. I just say fuck it. I'm old.
They say toss
the my ass. They call it toss the salad.
Toss it. Oh, toss some salad. I know what it's called. I just ain't never did it.
I'm saying that's what they say. I'm like, fuck it, I'm old school. They fucking lick my ass, point blank.
That's what it is. Yes, indeed. Okay, Casanova. Let's get off the ass licking in the shit. This is an uncut show over here. Long time I might want to change their damn mind now.
But that was a long time ago, though.
Sure. Might be sitting down, rolled over on the side now, getting your ass licked right now.
Now, you need to tell me you ain't got your ass licked.
I plead the fifth. Casanova.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah.
Casanova.
Like, hey, Casanova. He's like, hang on the motherfucker up in here.
Casanova,
baby,
what's up,
bro? Triple L, baby.
Wait, now.
Let me introduce you, ladies and gentlemen. It's
a lick-em-low lover.
Wait.
I just got to ask one question. Why is it, when we get on the subject of ass-licking, now y'all want to call my name?
Hey, Nova. What Shy's saying is, you gotta understand what Shy's saying. What Shy getting at? Shy getting at is that the ass ain't too far from the pussy hole.
Okay, Casanova, baby, how are you doing today?
You feel me?
You know what? Okay, then. We being real. We live on the show. We being real. You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
Okay, if you're dime and you're clean, yeah, I done licked some ass before.
Ooh, baby, you know why I live at.
I feel you on that, baby, but to be honest, I ain't know with no ass.
I'm not talking to you no more, Flex. Casanova, baby.
I ain't know with no ass. I can't lie. I fucked that. Hell no.
I wish I could meet your ass right now, Flex. Casanova.
Hey, you can't talk.
Casanova don't talk right now, Casanova.
You can't think about me.
Casanova, baby.
You got my number right.
Hey, what's up with Flex, man?
I don't know what the fuck Flex is. I'll tell you what romance we're getting at. See, the ass ain't too far from the pussy, so if you looking pussy, so, you know, they ain't too far from the ass.
Mm-hmm. But, Casanova, you got my personal number, baby?
Y'all might want to leave
us up
alone, boy.
So,
Shy. Let us see your freaky mouth, Casanova.
So, Shy.
Let me hear your freaky song.
Wait, now.
What, baby? Because I know it's going to be some shit. I know Flex. We work together. I know Flex.
Active, Flex.
Bente. Are you still online?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, that's, I don't know what then got into my guest today.
I'm going to run everybody off.
No, Bente online. I know, I think Precious still online. Precious.
Like,
with the two white females licking your ass, like, oh, we.
I guess we imaginarily licked everybody out.
No, you didn't even shit. Fuck a wee.
No, I say imaginarily.
Listen,
that means not true.
No, okay. I hear you.
Hey,
I hear you.
Where your friend at?
I thought you were still on the phone. I guess you'd have made up. Hang up,
Hey,
Gucci.
Hey.
Yo.
You gotta understand, Flex. See, it's a freakiness in all of us. And everybody is a freak. I don't give a shit.
And see, some people just don't want to admit their level of freakiness.
But you took a licking ass and talk about blowing some gas up in the face while you licking ass. Yeah,
that's nasty.
I was climbing up the wall like a little bitch.
Oh, okay.
That shit felt good.
I'll take your word for it.
but you know what, we all freaks. We got freaks. Everybody got some freaks.
Yeah, everybody has a freak.
But that shit with the white girl did, that's nasty. You know what I'm saying? So that's the first step.
Admitting it. I enjoyed the shit, so fuck it. You enjoyed that nasty shit, just farting the shit. That's fucking nasty.
No need to look no further.
You can make love too, then take home to your mother.
Okay,
feed them collard greens. So goddamn, I can't believe they eyes when I touch down on the scene. I be turning hips and stuff and shows. I love this when I walk. I'm shy romance for your ass and a chance when I make my booty talk. I'm a lady in the streets.
They ain't no collard greens. Oh, shit. What do you think,
Hey, y'all over there wilding out for real.
And we are still live, you all.
You just threw the shit off, man. I'm just through with you today, man. You want to?
Yeah, we threw it.
Hey, no, but you know what?
I'm over here rubbing my dick. I
don't know what to say about the guests.
But you know what?
You're talking about blowing shit in somebody's face, man. Come on, dog. Come on now.
But I know. Trust me, it gets nasty, isn't it?
And I don't know what to say about that caller.
Hey, he is my co-member.
What, baby?
I don't like smelling my own, so you talking about I'm licking your ass.
Let's get off the ass-licking subject, please. We on a new topic. You go, all right. Shit, damn, and that's enough for the farting and shitting and all the other time in that shit.
I got one thing to say.
Hey, what's this thing?
Hey, no.
What, man?
I farted in the whole face.
That's enough of that bullshit. Shit.
My ass is exit only.
Maybe you try to stick a finger up in your thumb.
Oh, hell no. That bitch tried to stick a finger, man. I would have broke that motherfucker. Off, Shy.
Oh, I'm hurting. I'm hurting, Lord. I'm hurting.
I wouldn't be surprised if Live Talk sent me a damn letter.
I would have broke that motherfucker finger off and played with her with it.
Live Talk just sent me a goddamn email and say, "Shy Romance, we're sorry, your show has been canceled."
I thought it was uncensored.
Yeah, it is, but shit, Flex is putting a new meaning to it.
Well, I was trying to see how uncensored it is.
Okay, we'll know if I get this email. Yes, indeed.
It'll get better. This is just the first. This is a grand opening, so afterwards, it's gonna be better.
Okay. This and C. Today was supposed to be Pimped Out Thursday.
Well, that is pimped out. That is, I pimped them hoes out.
Yeah, you did something.
I turned pimped them.
Casanova. I really do thank you for tuning in to the Shy Romance Show down here up in Shy Romance's secret spot. It means a lot to me. I cherish all of my callers. I thank all of my callers for tuning in and checking out my show. Of course, every now and then when you call in, you're going to hear some shit breaking. You're going to hear some fussing. You're going to hear some screaming and probably some hooping and hollering. That's just me being a parent, you know, and get used to it. Because as long as I'm on the air, I make a promise to you all. My promise is that you will continue to hear that shit. That is my promise. As long as Christian, Joshua, Chance, and Cortez live up in here with me, shit, I wish it was going to be soon. I can put their ass out. But still, you will continue to hear that. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We have Son of Man, and we had DJ Smell So Good come through. We had Dark Chocolate come through, talk about his book, Cougar Club. We had Goofy Bone come through, play some tracks from him. We had the sexy Puerto Rican, Jesse. Boy, it's new. If only you knew Jesse.
Yes.
I'm going to leave it like that. We had the other one. We had I don't know who the hell that is. That ain't Jesse.
Hey. The bad rapper.
We had Edric from, we had Baton Rouge come through, 225 come through. We had Miss Cox come through, Precious. Another 601 up in the Gloucester, Mississippi area. I already know my partner Brandon is tuning in. Please be sure you check out DJ Smell So Good Show, blogtalkradio.com/DJ Smell So Good. Also tune in for my buddy Brandon. He's with Vintage Music up in California. Check out his shows. His shows is, I think, almost every night, like our time, well, Central Standard Time, it'll be like 11 to 2.
Hey.
And with Brandon, what he does, a lot of his shows, he talks with a lot of reality stars, a lot of reality shows. Like one day when I called in, he had Day 26 in. He had Bones in from I Love New York, and he deals with a whole lot of reality people. Not just them, though. But like I said, you have to check out his show. Much love to everybody for tuning in to my second episode of the Shy Romance Show. I hope you all enjoyed it. Right about now, you are getting the after hours. These are the individuals who was able to sneak up in the secret spot after you all left me.
Yeah.
We have Flex. Excuse me. We have Flex on the line. We have Casanova on the line. Both of them are from Drunken Eye Entertainment. Flex.
Yeah.
I'm almost scared to say Flex name again. Flex and Casanova. Are you still with us?
Miss Romance.
Yes, then your shots out, babies.
This is a bad rapper.
The who? You got like you got a piece of hair stuck up in your throat.
It's the bad rapper.
You must hit that spot before you hit it to the head.
It's the mad rapper.
Okay, mad rapper.
Hey, listen, I just want to say, you know, it's fucked up. They got me to fuck the bad studio. Everybody got a deal. I ain't got no motherfucking deal. I want to know what the fuck's going on. Niggas got models in they fucking concerts. I ain't even had a concert yet. I got bananas in this motherfucker. I ain't got no food. It ain't 5 days. I ain't put an album out yet. Sometimes the motherfucker's bullshit. I got a motherfucking Haitian producer that don't know how to make beats. I'm getting tired of this shit. What the fuck's going on, man? I'm just, man, it's fucked up, man. I don't like this shit, man.
I mean, so hey, you
Hey, let me say this right quick.
Okay.
Hey, dog, if you got skills, if you got skills, man, you can always do your dream. But I tell you what, man, what you need to do, man, real talk, listen to me good. You got on here. I want you to make it. I want you to get a deal. I want you to be successful because I want you to be real with me and my shit.
What you need to do is drink some liquid plumber and clear your throat, though.
Don't listen to him, Mad Rapper. Mad Rapper. Mad Rapper. You do sound like you got a piece of hair stuck up in your throat. I don't know if you were trying to hit the tooth and hit the ass, or if you were trying to hit the ass and hit the tooth. Something ain't quite right there, baby.
That man can be successful just like anybody else. If Soulja Boy.
But hold up, hold up. Mad Rapper. Because you might be wrong, Mad Rapper. Let me hear you say, let me say something else to me.
Can I freestyle?
Okay, then, because, see, you know, shit can be deceiving. Let me hear you throw something out there, then. Everybody else, let's listen to the Mad Rapper or the Mad Singer.
I just want motherfuckers to give me a chance. You know, everybody else?
Okay, here on the, you got the chance, baby. Right here at my secret spot. Everybody else, please, give me the respect of letting him speak. Come on, Mad Rapper.
All right, check this out. The name of this piece right here is Shut the Fuck Up.
Shut the Fuck Up, okay.
Y'all ready? All right. Shut the fuck up. Let me rap. Shut the fuck up. Let me say something. Shut the fuck up. Yo, Geeky, shut the fuck up, please. Put my headphones up. Shut the fuck up. Let me sing. Shut the fuck up. Yo, y'all hear me? Shut the fuck up. Everybody just shut the fuck up. Because I'm here. Yo, Hulk, put my fucking headphones up, man. Choo-choo. Shut the fuck up. Yo, wait a minute. Hold up, I got shit. Wait a minute.
Shut the fuck up, for real.
Hey, dog.
Shut the fuck up. You, I couldn't say it better, baby. You said it for all of us. And no offense, but on the Shiro Man show, I do speak the truth. Baby, please shut the fuck up.
Hey, dog. Hey, that shit right there, dog. That shit right there. Hey, you and Soulja Boy need to do a song together. Y'all fit in the same category.
I'll be different Soulja Boy.
Him and Soulja Boy need to collab on the track.
Yo, Soulja Boy, yo, man, that nigga's whack. I'm on my tight, I'm on fucking ill. I'm better than Jay-Z and Puffy and fucking 50 Cent and all of cats, man. I'm on top. I'm the king. I rush shit from motherfucking somewhere to somewhere. Yo, I'm the baddest motherfucker ever.
Y'all hear you, dog. Hey, you supposed to feel like that about yourself. I feel you. I hope you make it, man.
Oh, no, dog.
Shit.
Hell, dog.
Oh,
thank
you for popping.
I see why you mad, though.
Hey, yo, I'm back, man. What the fuck happened, man? What I miss?
Oh,
it was
a Mad Rapper who called
in,
and he sounded like he was doing something.
He got a reason to be mad, goddamn.
Yeah, he had some horsehair stuck up in his throat.
Damn, that's fucked up. Yeah, damn, we got a Mad Rapper around this motherfucker.
Yeah, he was one of
those. Your number.
Well, you know, this is an international show. Well, not quite international yet, but it is a worldwide show. You know,
I started to freestyle on him, but he got off the phone.
Let me hear you.
Damn.
He's still listening to Casanova. He's still listening. Let me hear you. Throw something back at the Mad Rapper.
I was going to piss him off.
Piss him off. He's still listening out there, I'm sure.
He didn't hang up.
No, he didn't hang up. He's still listening.
Mm-mm. He didn't hang up.
Ain't no damn hanging up, Casanova. Let me hear you.
Quick, I'll bust on him.
Bust on him, baby.
So, for real. No, I'm saying. Nah, here we go. Here we go. All right. Yo, check it. Now, it seemed as though your mind got misconstrued. You came on the show with all these mad point of views. But I'm going to tell you that your style has been abused. You feel like an old rubber. You fucked up and now you used. I'm sick and tired of blaming C talking that smack. Need to step on or need to step on back. Sick and tired of the rhymes you're spitting off your head. You're like a water bed, you're wobbly, shaky instead. I'ma let you know what I'll be doing when I be spitting. This is off the dome, this is never written. I'm totally committed to breaking MC on down. You walking around town with your smile upside down. And make you frowning because I'm the king of this thing. And what you want to do is suck on my ding-a-ling. And understand this when I be spitting the facts. Boy, miss that the fuck up and take that whack-ass shit back.
I forgot to tell you all that my baby can rap too.
Oh, hold on. He said he the king of the room. Now, see, he disrespected me on that.
Hold on.
I'm a Magnolia King, my damn self. You know what I'm saying?
Yo,
when you say you the king of the room,
battle.
I gotta step up.
It's a battle, baby. It's a battle. What the fuck is a battle, yo? It's a battle.
On the show.
Yo,
yo, I got some old Checkers piece right here, yo. This shit right here is cold. Take it, take that shit to the porcelain. Yo, yo, check it out, yo.
Is that the mad rapper?
Yo, 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 what up, Sean? Yo, it's a battle, yo. It's a motherfucking battle, yo. This nigga just dissed me, yo, fuck it. Hold up, wait a minute. I'm gonna shut shit down right now. Yo, the name of this piece is Take the Shit to the Porcelain, yo. Yo, check it out, yo. Check it out, yo. Word up, word up, word up. Yo, take that shit to the porcelain, player. Cause you ain't saying shit. I'm outside your Himalaya. Take that shit to the porcelain, dog. Yo, take it to the motherfucking porcelain. Cause I'm bad, homie. I'm bad like Puffy and them. Yo. Take that shit to the porcelain, dog. Fucking porcelain. I'm telling you, man. Take that shit to the porcelain, dog.
What is the porcelain?
Hey, porcelain, man. You know the shit you sit on when you thinking about shit. You know how you write your poetry, yo. When you sitting on the shit up in that little small ass room, that smell mad with a little
icebreaker.
Right,
that was an icebreaker. Now I'm gonna take him out for real. Now I played with you long enough, cause I'm getting offended because this whackness is just really making my stomach hurt.
The mad rapper.
Yo, just take it to the porcelain, homie.
Hey, man.
I hate to diss you, but I feel that you got some issues. Don't use the issue. Take it to the porcelain where I'm finna dunk you, flush you, down the commode. Let me take control. Now I'm here some more. Ready to break you off proper. You feeling sick? Won't you go and call the doctor? That is I'm gonna prescribe some medicine. Get you some real flow. I'm like Thomas Edison. The light just went off in your head. Mr. Freestyle is here. And I'll be like, flush you cause you're in education. Here comes my dedication, the motivation. Have the crowd screaming, it's elevation. And you understand what I be talking about. I'm going to treat you like, oh, so you can go on one way out. That's it. The truth. I ain't got time to deal with you. Like poop, I'm moose and tie you through.
Okay. Yo, player. You the shit, right? But I'm the man on the toilet. Yo, hold the fuck up. Hold the fuck up. Party over here. Party over here. Yo, I'm finna shut it down, homie. Yo, fuck that. Yo, I'm finna shut it down. Yo, turn my headphones up. Yo, shot. Get everybody on that. This is going down. I need all fucking head on and everything because I'm about to get signed right now on this cat. I'm about to get signed on this nigga. Yo, hold up. Y'all heard my shit. Shut the motherfucking fuck up.
Take
it to the porcelain, yo.
Show.
What the fuck? Yo, it's going down, baby. I ain't playing no more. Nigga, I got verbs, adverbs, nouns, pronouns. Yo, you fucked up now. I'm going to clown on you, nigga. Straight. I'm so action, homie. Yo, fuck the bullshit, man. I'm tired of this shit, man. These niggas, man, they ain't hitting it right, man. I'm going to show them how to hit it like a batter, man.
Okay, man. I be in Vicksburg creeping, in G-Town jigging, in Fayette I be chilling, but still Memphis pimping, in Natchez I'm clubbing, but Tyloke I'm loving, in Jacktown I hang with the ballers, but I'm sick of these young shakalas, here bouncing around, town to town, damn miniature thugs just acting a clown, but that ain't all it, man, check this shit. Them niggas' nuts become inflated when they holding their clip. But when they boys disappear, tricks become dickless. That's why my pen is my dick. I'm jacking off up in this bitch. Spitting thick, not lips, so open up and taste it. God damn, nigga. You swallowed it.
Yo. I like that shit.
I'm
going to
represent a motherfucker. It's time for me to spit up, man.
Hold up, I just got one thing to say to that cat that he fucking dissed me, yo. I got some shit. The name of this shit right here is I'm done with you, fella. I'm about to give me some pussy. Check it out.
Ooh.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3. I'm done with you, fella. I'm about to go give me some pussy. Because that's more serious than fucking with you. I ain't got time for you. I'm about to go give me some pussy. I'm done with you, fella. So sit back, relax. I'm about to go give me some pussy. I'm done with you, fella.
I got my toys in the
car. Hold the fuck up.
Man,
hold the fuck up.
I got my toys.
Hey,
that's enough for the battle. If you want to hear some more of this battle, BTR, please tune in for
my next
show.
Y'all know that's
Saturday.
Jimmy was dope. Jimmy wasn't dope, Junk and I. Jimmy, that shit was dope.
Mad rapper. Please disconnect the phone, mad rapper.
I'm a dip when I say this, for real.
Who is that?
I'm a dip when I say this.
Are you trying to come and Drunk and I?
Who?
Are you
trying to come and
Drunk and I?
No, I'm not Drunk and I, baby.
Hold on. I'm
talking
about mad rapper.
No. You
just said something about Drunk and I?
Who, me or mad rapper?
Yo.
Mad rapper. Do you not know who the mad rapper is?
I said, yo, you can't tell me that she wasn't dope, Drunk and I. Y'all can't tell me that she wasn't dope.
Do you not know who the mad rapper is?
Hey, Drunk and I got one question. I got a question.
I'm going to bust his ass out. I can't hear everybody talking. I got a question for Drunk and I.
What's the question, baby?
Yo, what y'all drink a lot? How y'all get drunk?
You better watch that shit now.
Drink with me, son. I'm drinking. Drunk and I, baby. Drink with me, son. I'm drunk right now, boy.
Here it go. You listening?
Huh?
You listening?
Mad rapper, are you listening? You got everybody in the room, mad rapper.
Yo, my ears is wide open, son.
Here it go. You don't prove more shit than that nigga Mike Jones. You need to get off the mic. You need to leave it alone, cause you a bitch ass nigga. You need to call your mama, cause when it comes to Mike Casanova, don't bring the drama. What the fuck you wanna do? You put me in bitch mode. Your ass is talking shit, but you live in the G code. G is in gay. You a motherfucking bitch. I'm coming off the dome. You a motherfucking snitch. You a weak ass nigga with no to grab the mic. I can bust the motherfucking day the motherfucking night. You can never say shit when I come through this shit, and everything I do, I got my motherfucking click. When you bitch fucking nah, you just my fucking fam. And who the fuck is you? You a motherfucking scram. Hot damn, you better get your ass out of here. But never come through and brush your head and make it clear. You can't see what I see when I do it. Fuck your bitch ass, motherfucker. I can screw it and go slow too and brush your fucking head. I represent the grip, not the fucking red. What you wanna do? You wanna step to me? Well, I'm 12-06, Hodge Road, Mississippi. Bitch, nigga.
Six-oh-one, baby. But don't you never fucking diss Drunk and I again, baby.
Hell no.
What?
Hell no.
Hell no.
Yo. I got to get that dude. Now, see, fuck that. I got to get him. Oh, everybody want to come up on the mad rapper. Now, I got to represent my shit. Because, see, I ain't letting you motherfuckers come with me on this shit. Fuck that. Yo, the name of this shit, I'm directing this shit. I'm calling Spade for Spade. This going to Unova and any other motherfucker out there that's talking shit. Because the mad rapper ain't taking no shorts, especially if you ain't got no shorts on. Fuck it. I ain't taking no draws. Yo, Nova, check this out. This for you, nigga. Yo, I'ma call this shit right. You know I like to name my shit. So I'ma call this shit right here. You stink. I smell you, nigga. Yo, hold up. Check this out. I ain't mad at the people. I smell some funk. You stink, nigga. I smell you. Get the fuck out the mic. You stink, nigga. I smell you. So get the fuck off the mic. You fuck, nigga. I smell you. You stink, nigga. You done said 8 bars or something. So give me my 8 bars, my nigga. I smell you, nigga.
Can I get them, please?
You smell like a bad pair of feet.
It's mad rapper. Everybody's at you, baby. Mad rapper shit. It's just my looking good for you, baby.
Let me say something. Yo, hold on. You smell like booty. That's what I'm saying. You smell like booty. Right now you should be playing. Because the mad rap is all on you.
You're just ordinary, people.
Yo, you know what? I ran that last cat off the phone. You see that nigga go? Cause I fucking blazed his ass. Now you next, motherfucker. You next. I'm gonna get your ass.
Hold on, who's on the phone? Captain Over, you still there?
Hey, nigga, I'm blazing.
You still there?
I'm sitting. I'm gonna get him.
Okay.
I,
I even ran a flex on the. I even ran. What's that nigga flex? That fuck nigga flex man. What the fuck?
Now watch that shit, man, rapper. Watch that shit, man, rapper.
That nigga got his phone on the phone. Nigga, his phone. Oh hell no. He got his phone on the phone now. He ain't got his phone on the phone now. I'm gonna handle him.
Hey, you ain't gonna diss my motherfucking brother, partner. You ain't gonna diss my motherfucking brother, that
nigga. None of that. That's my motherfucking brother, too. What?
What's the name of your crew?
Mad rapper.
What's the name of your crew? What's the name of your crew?
Motherfucker, I'm not about my crew. You come see me, motherfucker. You talking about me
and
you
don't
talk about my crew.
Okay. What's your name, dog? What's your name, dog? What's your name? What's your name?
My name, first of all, ain't your motherfucking dog. Think about it. My name is Casanova, motherfucker.
Okay, why you calling yourself Casanova first? Let me interview you real quick.
This is your show, motherfucker. This is your show. This is your
show. Yo, why'd you name yourself Young Casanova? Where did that name come from, young fella?
Where did it come from?
Ask
your mama.
Ask your mama.
Captain,
do you not know that rapper? Okay, my mom died, she was on crack, and she died. Now, that's a done deal. Okay, now back to you. Why do you name yourself Young Casanova, son?
Sex.
Hey.
We
ask your mama.
Sex.
I
hear you laughing in the background.
What you can do is give me a real motherfucking address and we can meet like men to men face to face.
His address is in Jackson, Mississippi.
I'm already there, son. I'm already there. If you think of me, I'm right there, my buddy. You sleep, you don't dream of me. I'm your nightmare, fucker. I'm your nightmare.
Anything goes here on the Shiro Man Show. Let's calm all this shit back down. Flex, you causing too much controversy up here on my show, baby.
I'm your fucking nightmare. Yo, fuck Flex.
That is Flex Casanova.
Who the fuck is Flex?
That's Flex right there.
Hey, yo, Nova.
Oh, man.
Yo, who the fuck is that, Nova?
Oh, man.
You got my baby getting too mad, Flex. You got him getting too mad.
Oh, man, I got
a catch,
man.
You said I had to go and bust it. I had to go and something. Look, that's Flex. My baby getting mad.
Oh, man, I got plucked like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, I knew that was Flex when he first said the man rapper.
That
didn't
sound like Flex, man.
Flex. Let me hear that foreigner again. That foreigner, when you call my phone, that's a damn foreigner.
Oh, which one?
It is Flex.
I'm about to have a damn heart attack over here getting pissed off, man.
Hey, no, we boosting the ratings up, man. You know, that's creativity, you know what I'm saying? You got to make up niggas. You got to make up motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying?
I was going to let you ride with it, Kevin. I was getting too mad. I already knew by the time the show was over, we didn't going to come. Shy, where that bitch at? I know the damn number came up on the flashboard, on the switchboard. Where that nigga at, Shy? You know so. Then my baby getting all mad and shit. Oh, you ain't going to, what the fuck, nigga? Oh, yeah, calm it down, boo-boo.
Nova.
That damn nigga said something about Flex. You know
I
ain't mad at you.
I know you mad. I wasn't doing shit but laughing.
No, you could be like, yo, how the fuck you know Flex? You know what I'm saying? Where the fuck Flex at? You know I would have been saying fuck now. You know, I would have came with it, homie.
Only here on the Shiro Man Show.
You knew the nigga was just fuck with you, yo. He wasn't even rapping, yo. He was being funny.
Hell yeah. Like, oh, I smell something.
Hey, Nova.
What, man?
Did you hear the name of the frog, the motherfucker was naming this shit? Come on, that's funny shit. Come on. You know what I'm saying?
That's never mad at you, Flex, in case your ass didn't know.
Hey, no, that fucked you up in the beginning. That funny will fuck you up in
the beginning. You ain't not fucked me up. I knew you were when you first said mad rap. I knew exactly who the fuck you was.
I know Shy Lou. That shit, fuck you. The first time I did, shut the fuck up. Now, who gonna name the shit, shut the fuck up? And the shit wasn't even rhyming. The shit wasn't even rhyming, yo.
I was like, oh, I smell something.
I know how to separate myself and sound whack and sound like somebody else and just throw the whole fucking shit off.
Bente.
Yes.
Did you know that was Flex?
I kind of figured it out
toward the end, though, right?
Yeah.
But at first,
when he started dissing himself, when he started going off cussing real crazy and crump,
mm-hmm.
I knew that was Flex talking.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? No, see, dude, pick it up. See what I'm saying? It was stupid shit. It was stupid. I wasn't even dissing it. It was just stupid.
Yes, indeed. But at first, you had cats. No, I had cats. No, what, motherfucker? What? Where you at, your mama, bitch? What?
Mad rapper, first part.
You gonna diss Drunk and I?
Oh, my God. Get pissed off. It's hard to shut me up, though. You already know that.
Look. Had them busting freestyles, rapping, talking. Yeah, you dissing Drunk and I, bitch. What, Drunk and I, which I got drunk or whatever the fuck.
I thought you was just supporting this shit. I thought you knew you were just supporting it. I thought Nova knew it. I thought he was just supporting the shit.
No, you didn't hear it because Nova was getting pissed the fuck out. That's how come I just started laughing and say, Flex. Flex, come on now, Flex.
Hell
no,
nah, I'm gonna hold my own damn
nuts in this motherfucker. Hey, cause I know when you bust your freestyle, you was ill, you was wicked, like serious in the mouth.
That motherfucker was mad. Like what, motherfucker, what?
That nigga's like, you a bitch, you a snitch, motherfucker.
I gotta go back and replay this whole damn show because everything is still recording.
Hey, that's my motherfucking fail, man.
Yeah,
oh yeah, hey, no doubt. Hey, this recorded.
Everything is recorded.
All right, good. Hey, cool.
Y'all don't play this shit, though. Hey, don't erase that shit, man.
Everything is recorded.
Go back
to the link when you all at the computer. Type up Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/ Shy Romance. Link on to today, March 26, 2009. You're going to hear this show live, uncut, uncensored, and then you're going to hear Casanova going off on the Mad Rapper. The Mad Rapper going off on Casanova. Bente going off on the Mad Rapper. The Mad Rapper going off on Bente. And then comes the conclusion.
Bente. Oh, that was dude rapping. That was him rapping.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that was somebody.
Nah, that was Bente on there rapping and singing. Same.
Oh, okay. He clowned on the Mad Rapper, too.
The Mad Rapper has came and touched down, and we have to be sure that the Mad Rapper comes again to another one of Shy Romance production.
Hey, yo, hold up. I just want to say to everybody, I apologize. I didn't mean no harm. I don't mean no harm to nobody because we all family. We got to just do this shit and make it happen because I know, but still, I'm the baddest motherfucker, so I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas say. I'm the dopest. Word up. You hear me? I'm the dopest. Y'all niggas did. Y'all believe me. I'm gonna stop. Y'all beneath me.
They beneath you. That Mad Rapper. What's up, baby?
You definitely need the Mad Rapper on your show because he's gonna piss a ton of more motherfuckers off.
Hell, I'm gonna hear you. I ain't Kevin
Kevin
over, you were doing it. What you say, Bente?
These motherfuckers calling in trying to kiss his ass.
Hold up. What you say, Bente?
I said the Mad Rapper getting number props. That's a nice character there. He gonna do some things.
Yes, indeed. Oh, I got some more cards to spray your ass. I got, give me a name of it, one of them little foreigners. Casanova, one of y'all. Give me a name, little foreigner name. You know the people who be having all the goddamn gas stoves and shit?
Yeah, Osama Gomez.
Yes, we're going to have Osama Gomez coming to the show. Osama, are you there? Osama.
Who the fuck is Osama?
Oh, he's on here. That's the Mad Rapper, cuz. No, Osama.
Oh,
are you on the line?
Hold on. Yeah,
Osama Gomez, are you there?
Yeah, fuck me up. Hold on.
Hold on, 1 minute, everybody. Let me see if I can get Osama Gomez on the line. Osama Gomez.
Look, I'm going to hit y'all back.
Okay, baby. Thank you for tuning in.
No problem.
You Osama Gomez.
Hold on.
Hold up. Thanks for calling the Chiro Man Show.
My shit is fucked up. Hold up. Hold up, man. I got to drink something.
Okay, okay. You all are getting the world exclusive again from.
Man, rapper voices fucked me up.
Off of the Chiro Man Show. I have one more guest before I get out of here, and he will be on the show, on my next show. This is Osama Gomez. He's the one in your neighborhood buying up all your shit, all your stores on the corner. He's the motherfucker up in your neighborhood. You can go up in there and get your hair products and then get your bad box of chicken wings and some chicken necks. That's Osama Gomez. He's the motherfucker up in there selling loose cigarettes for 50 cents. Telling loose.
Hey, you buy.
Hey, Osama. How you doing, baby?
How you do?
How you do?
I'm doing fine, Chiro, man.
Oh, I like it when you sound my name like that, baby.
I had to put the extension on it.
Oh, okay, okay. Why? What's up with the cigarettes and shit? I used to sell for 25 cents. Why you went up?
Oh, you know, up in New York, somewhere out inside the states, they buy cigarettes for $5, $6, $7, no matter what the price be. But you come down in Mississippi and down south, these dirty motherfuckers don't spend nothing.
Oh, you okay, okay. Why you got to stay down south? Why you got to be dirty motherfuckers down here and south? Just because
I really apologize for what I just saying, but, you know, I'm just totally. I tell you what, let me say this. Okay, what's going on the show today?
Well, we were supposed to be having pimped out Thursday, talking about how motherfuckers fucking you and everything, and we kind of got off track. And then we ended up doing some tracks and everything, letting people just speak their mind.
I'm pimping your asses.
Who are you pimping? You pimping their asses?
Your asses. You come in my store, you buy bologna.
Osama, let's get something straight now, baby. I plan on having you back on the show, but you would not be on my show if you come on this motherfucking. You be disrespecting me, okay?
Sorry.
And I really do want you back on, you know, back on now, boo boo.
I'm sorry, then.
Okay. Now, how have you been pimped lately, baby?
No, you know, to be honest, you know, I cannot be pimp.
You say what, baby?
I cannot be pimp. I own all the shit.
Oh,
hotels, laundromats. You know what, though? I was thinking, are we selling pussy? All the types of shit.
Y'all selling pussy, too? Everything?
You know we got the little black sisters coming to the hotel selling stuff?
Oh, yeah. Motel 6 and shit. The little, y'all, what the fuck y'all gonna have? You got the damn motels, got the goddamn convenience stores. Shit, about to put fucking churches out of business because you're selling chicken and shit up in that bitch, too.
But you know what's funny, though?
What's funny?
The same chicks that's doing the housekeeping at my hotel, they're the one that's selling pussy at night.
Damn.
I got it going on.
You getting commission off of them?
I'm a millionaire.
Oh, you're the pimp. You're the millionaire.
Fuck
okay.
Commission. They only get paid for working housekeeping. But when night fall and they're selling the pussy, they just sell.
Okay.
They get the hotel room for free, Si. Do you hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying. For free? Okay.
Now, fuck that. Don't talk about me no more. Let's talk about the rappers. I'm thinking about getting a record label and pimping my rappers.
Okay. How you planning on doing it?
Well, I heard about this squad called Drinking Eye, Drunken, something like that. I think it's something of that nature. Right.
Drunken Eye?
Yeah, that's it right now. Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking about producing, you know, put money behind them, let them go out on the mic, spit shit, boost.
Okay,
poppy.
That's my label.
Oh, that's your label?
Yes.
Shit. Okay. I'm thinking about doing some things.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. I'm thinking about doing some things, you know. Take them to Iraq, of course, the water, and, you know, do some raps for
no offense, baby. Before you even finish, I really do appreciate that, you know, that thought and that consideration, but I'm not going to Iraq. I'm not going to any of them other countries over there that they're worried that I can't even fucking pronounce. I won't be going over there because, you know, I'd probably be the first one that they take out.
No, I'm not going to let it happen to you, sir. I know
what
I'm not.
You're going to take the. Shit, you ain't going to protect me. Y'all shit killing each other, putting on fucking bombs and shit. You ain't going to protect me.
Okay, I see where you're getting at. I'm fucking rich. I'm a king over there.
and the shit. What's his name? Who's trying to sign him? They took him out.
I have 20 wives.
Damn, you pimping all them?
Every single, and they know each other. They work together. They laugh together. They eat together, shit together, all these things.
Okay. Okay. Y'all be having some big old orgies?
Everything we do, it's anything goes over there.
Oh, okay.
No fucking
you.
Whatever. But, you know, now, let me tell you about my heritage and the way we do our, what do we do.
Okay.
Now, I hear rumors across over here in America about how we do this and do that and shit like that. But let me tell you now, some of those things is true. Like, for instance, we do wipe our asses with our right hand.
Yes.
We don't use tissue because it's a waste.
What
you know,
you
tissue tears your buttocks. Why do you think America have problems with the
okay.
Why do you think they have problems with hemorrhoids and all of that?
Because of the tissue. That's why it's because of the tissue? I just thought
because
they were sitting on their ass too much or something.
Because you're rubbing your ass constantly with some tissue.
Okay.
We use our soft hands. And when you come over and you meet us, we tell America when they first come across the Navy men, Marines, when they give them a thick-ass book and they look at it. You don't shake our right hand. You shake left hand.
Okay, well, let me ask this right here then. I see. You plan on taking the gas down at your stores or something? Because, shit, I pulled up at one of your stores, Mr. Gomez. Now, gas was like, shit, it went down supposedly to, like, what, $2.79?
Oh, let me tell you something that nobody knows, but you're going to hear it from the horse's mouth. Now, you might get assassinated from where you run with the information, but I don't know. I don't really give a fuck. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know something. Bush did kill those people at the World Trade Center.
Okay.
Bush owed us money. That fucker owed us money. His dad and him fucked with us for years.
Mm.
He owed my family $80 million.
Mm. Damn. Put your shirt back on. Damn, okay.
It's
okay.
All about Argon, Ergon, and all of these oil places. That fucker owed us money. And used the American military to come over and do the things they are doing over now, shooting innocent people, getting POWs and fucking them and all these types of shit and ripping them and putting it on camera.
Okay, I believe that. Well,
but anyway, I'm not over there now. I'm in America and you all places. I'm loving every fucking bit of it. I see motherfuckers come in the hotel, the store. I sell my hotel rooms for $20, $12 an hour every night. You want to fuck for an hour? You fuck for an hour.
let me ask you this right here then, Gomez. When you was over there, did they ever, you know, your family or your people over there, did they ever approach you about, you know, sacrificing yourself, put a bomb on you and blow up some shit?
I told you, we've been rich for years.
Shit, Ben, I'm rich. That means shit.
My riches passed down from my, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, right now, I must admit.
Oh, don't be offended, baby.
People like us are the ones that's causing all this chaos because we are running things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I raise my hand, I can have your fucking neck slashed anytime I feel the need to.
Okay, well, don't raise your hand then, baby, because I have to pull my gun.
Shot. Hold up.
Don't raise your hand because I have to shoot,
Okay, now, who the hell is this young man out here?
Hey.
Oh, that's
my... If he has one hand on you,
that's Captain Nova Gomez.
Oh, okay.
The whole world is listening to you too. Everybody, Gomez. I apologize. Please introduce yourself, please.
You know who I am.
Yeah,
You're
the what?
I'm the fucking man. I'm the man from India. I got all of your businesses, and we're taking over like Martians.
Yes, me. You got all the way, Gomez.
I come over here. And I text over and learn new shit. I learn how to curse now. I can say all the kind. Motherfucker. Get down.
You can't say all that in your country.
Fuck. Oh, I go over home. They say, where you get that language from? I say, fuck you. Fuck you.
That was your channel, Gomez.
Telling my people, I learn new things over here.
In America, land of the free, supposedly.
And you know, some people, I heard some people talking about my people, talking about, they came to the hotel and they was talking to the housekeeper saying, why is that room so funky? Well, let me tell you all something. This is my people. This is how we are. You damn right our room is stink because me and my whole family stay in that room. And it's about a million of us. And that's how we save money. You all asses don't save money. You need to take notes from us.
Yes, take notes from you, Gomez.
My mom, grandmom, daddy, mama, aunt, nephew, nieces, we all stay in the same little room.
Okay.
We don't take baths. That's a no-no.
Gomez.
Yes.
Mr. Gomez, I want to ask you a question, though.
Okay.
Is it true that y'all don't use deodorant stuff? Do the women smell it bad at the men?
It all depends. Now, for instance, you go over there right now, and you look at one of our women with the little sheet coming down over her eyes. Now, if you can see her face, you got to marry her. If she ugly, oh, fucking so be it. If you don't marry her, then you're going to die. You can't look at those women in their face. They if the women get caught without the veil coming down their face, they die.
If they get caught without the what?
The veil on their face.
Okay, the shit they be having on. Why they got that little dot up in the middle of their head?
You know, I'm still trying to figure that out myself.
You all have heard it first.
Come on, Sean. Come on, Sean.
What you say?
I've had enough of
what they're coming out. Okay, Mr. Gomez. Thank you for tuning in today and giving, you know, your insight on some shit. I really do appreciate it, and you know, I hope that you tune in. I'm thinking about having a show tomorrow. You think I should have a show tomorrow,
man.
Mr. Gomez?
Hold up.
Mad Rapper, I'm asking Gomez if you want me to have a show.
Well, you can. I don't mind. I feel good. I'm promoting my heat.
You gotta call in if I have a show tomorrow, Gomez.
I'm going to call in every single time I have to because I love you, man.
I love you too, baby. Okay, Mad Rapper. What were you talking about? Mad Rapper, what did you say?
What's that dude's
name? His name was Osamba Gomez.
Okay, that's enough. That's all I need to know. Osamba, let me ask your motherfucking ass something right now. Let me ask you something. Why these fucking gas prices so goddamn high? Oh, hold on. Who do you think you're talking to, man? No, just answer my goddamn question. Why do you think these goddamn, why are these gas prices so fucking high? If you listen to me, I can explain something to you, young man. You sound like you got Clorox in your... Wait a fucking minute. You don't disrespect me like that, my nigga. Shy, get that motherfucker off the line right fucking now before I hang his motherfucking neck.
No threats on the Shy Romance show.
Well, Shy, I you have nice guests, and that I'm going to go, but before I go, that Mad Rapper is an asshole. Bye. You better run, motherfucker.
Yes, we had some uninvited guests who came and made themselves at home. Mr. Gomez.
Clean your fucking liquor store up. Clean your fucking liquor store up. Every time I go in the bitch, it smells like shit.
That's enough for one day. Here on the show.
Yo, man, why can't we all just get along?
Flex, did you hear that shit?
Yeah, yo, that's fucked up, man. Damn.
Man, what the fuck?
Long, man.
Yeah.
Damn.
I got to go back and replay that shit.
That nigga weird, dude.
Oh, you all, everybody who's still listening out here in Blog Talk, on Blog Talk Radio, this has been World Round International World Exclusive. Here
hello?
On the Sky Romance.
Hello?
So We're in the after hours because my show was over with at 6 o'clock. So we, y'all are getting an exclusive, an
hell
hour.
Hello.
Yes.
Well, goddamn, who is this?
Who that there?
God damn it. This is Redneck.
Hey there,
Super
Redneck.
Redneck. How the goddamn doing that? Goddamn it, how y'all doing that?
All righty, baby.
Goddamn it, what's going on today, Gap?
You interrupted me. I was trying to give my little shout outs on my show, you know what I mean?
Goddamn, my bad,
okay,
goddamn
it.
Okay,
it is called the Shy Romance Show, you know, up in Shy Romance, the secret spot. And I would appreciate it if I can go on and say what I was about to say. Then, what's your name, Redneck?
Goddamn, yes, you go, you right, Gap.
All right, well, I'll be right back with you in a minute, okay, baby?
Well, goddamn it, right.
All righty then, bye now. Okay, now, like I was saying, this has been an exclusive. These are the after-hour special with the Shy Romance Show. And if anything was too explicit for you, then shit, don't listen. I'm just playing. Tune in. Continue to tune in to the Shy Romance Show. And if you have a problem or if one of my guests says something that just, egg you a little bit and just piss you off a little bit, shit, call in.